progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Microsoft makes a pitch for Yahoo.
They could be a formidable foe for Google.
Obama and Clinton keep it clean in their latest showdown.
They're trying to appeal to as many people as they possibly can.
Suicide bombers back in Baghdad. Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Yahoo, the struggling internet portal falling behind Google, has been thrown a lifeline, a $44.6 billion buyout offer from Microsoft. CBS's Karen Riegel has been following this breaking story and sorts it out. Karen?
Steve, Microsoft is making an unsolicited bid for Yahoo, a company that's seen their stock price plummet in the last quarter. CBS News technology consultant Larry Magid tells us each company has something the other one wants.
Yahoo has had some serious problems lately, and historically, Microsoft has never been able to make a big home run in the online search area.
Microsoft's ultimate goal, to try and compete with Google. In trading for the bell, Yahoo's stock price was up almost 60%. Steve?
And then there were two. Democrats Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama shared a Hollywood stage, squaring off in their first one-on-one debate, the final one before the presidential race's Super Tuesday delegate bonanza. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
For the most part, it was a cordial debate. The most intense moments came when the candidates were asked about Iraq and their positions at the start of the war. Hillary Clinton admitted having regrets.
If I had known then what I know now, I never would have given President Bush the authority.
Barack Obama argued that he would be a stronger candidate since he opposed the war from the start.
I always thought this was a bad idea. This was a bad strategy.
There were several light moments, like when the two were asked if they might run together in November.
Would you consider an Obama-Clinton or Clinton-Obama ticket going down the road? Well, obviously there's a big difference between those two.
After recent contentious debates, this was one where Clinton and Obama got along. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
There's no peace in the Republican race. Mitt Romney now accuses John McCain of using tactics from the Nixon era to get elected. McCain, armed with an endorsement from California's governor, went on Jay Leno's NBC Tonight Show.
Chuck Norris had said that I was too old.
Chuck Norris said that you were too old. I did see that.
Schwarzenegger's going to take care of him.
Really? Really?
There's word McCain's campaign spent $2 million more than it took in 2007, but advisors say donations are dramatically up since his Florida win. In Iraq, Baghdad marketplace chaos after a deadly attack.
Mid-morning this morning at the Razzle Market, a market where vendors sell dogs, monkeys, fish, birds. A woman's suicide bomber blew apart everything.
CBS's Mark Strassman in Baghdad. Two female suicide bombers carried out attacks, killing more than 60 people, injuring dozens. There's a blanket of misery from the Texas Panhandle to the Great Lakes states thanks to another winter storm. A 40-car pileup in Texas killed one person. In Chicago, plenty of flight delays and cancellations.
Took me 3 hours to get downtown.
I like the seasons, but I'm definitely ready for a flip-flop.
They're using explosives to bring down the snow to ease the avalanche danger in Washington's Cascade Mountains. Snowslides caused the main east-west route, Interstate 90, to be closed. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Coloradans get to hear from a third presidential campaign to pass through the state in as many days today when Mitt Romney comes to Denver today. Former Massachusetts governor holding a rally at Freeway Ford off I-25 this afternoon at 2 p.m. He follows Democrats Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, who campaigned in Denver on Tuesday. Congressman Mark Udall urging Congress to spend $90 million to mitigate the growing bark beetle problem here in Colorado.
We have to do everything we can to mitigate their impact and reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfire.
Udall pushing three bills to help create a market for renewable energy using biomass from the dead trees. The beetle damage currently has spread to more than 1.5 million acres in Colorado. Now, the State Commission on Health Care recommending everybody in the state be required to have medical insurance, and the state put more money into child health care and Medicaid. Nearly 800,000 Coloradans don't have insurance. While commission members acknowledge the initiative could cost millions, they've left it to lawmakers to figure out how to pay for it. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a great drive around Denver and Boulder right now. No wrecks or stalls to get in your way. Pavement's in much better shape than it was yesterday for this time of day, for the most part on the freeways. They're looking okay. May find some few slick spots on the surface roads. It's going to be a tough drive in the high country where Loveland Pass is still closed due to adverse weather conditions. Change are required for both.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-503-0630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-503-0630. That's 1-800-503-0630.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-2966. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-2966. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-220-2966. 1-800-220-2966.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Obama or Hillary, it's going to be a great race. It's going to be a great race. And for the first time in years, I feel like, you know something? We've got some good people. We really have got some good people. Now, I've discussed this over and over again. Constantly. About Hillary's negatives. But I think she proves that she can take it. She can fight back. Barack Obama, to me, has got the best message ever. Let's look forward instead of looking back. I got to tell you, I'm going to go next Tuesday, and I'm going to caucus for Barack Obama. Even though I think Hillary Clinton would make just as good of a choice, I think Obama has an edge. Now, I don't know who won that thing last night. I didn't see any clear winner. The only winners I thought were you and me. Now, Wolf Blitzer tried to keep cranking it up. He tried to get the drama going, but neither one of them would take the bait. But I thought we walked away the winners. We walked away the winners because those two people on that podium last night, well, I was sitting there last night, they both looked great. And I stayed up to watch the whole thing, which is one of the reasons why this morning on I-25, I almost fell asleep and hit the off-ramp wall. I swear to you. I came this close to hitting the thing. John Turk,
Jay,
producer of the show, have you ever had that happen to you?
Yeah, sometimes I come to work and I'm in a complete daze, and it's like, I just drove 20 minutes and I can't remember 1 minute of the drive. You ever have that happen?
Yeah, this morning.
Oh, man, it's dangerous.
Yeah, I finally got out this morning and put gasoline in the car. Not because I really had to have it, but because I wanted to stand out in the 25-degree weather for about 10 minutes.
Oh, never fill your car up on Friday.
Well, I needed to stand. What was I going to do, pull over to the side of the road and just stand there? I needed to have something to do to let the cold air kind of wake me up. That was bad.
That is bad.
And I was weaving from lane to lane, too.
Well, at least we're doing this at 3 o'clock in the morning. You're going to get pulled over, they're going to think you're drunk somewhere.
I know. You know what they'll do? They'll pull me over and give me an nystagmus test, and then it'll turn out to be that there's nothing wrong with me at all. Are you on medication, sir? Yeah, that whole thing. But I made it to work. All right. We have the world's smartest man, David Sirota, coming up. And we'll get his take on the debate. Plus, he's got a really compelling column in the Denver Post called Rocky Mountain Realities. You should cut this column out and send it to your friends who live in other states, because it's a great column about how people view us and about how we really are. Then at 9 o'clock, we're going to be joined by U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff and retired General Merrill Anthony. Actually, his full name is General Merrill Anthony Tony McPeak. He has endorsed Barack Obama. He's visiting Colorado today. And he's going to meet with supporters and undecided voters at campaign events in Colorado Springs and La Junta. And we're going to talk to him on his way down there. And we'll ask him why a guy who endorsed George Bush back in 2000 and co-chaired Oregon Veterans for Bush now suddenly wants to back Barack Obama. And so we can call him General Tony McPeak, actually. So we don't have to go by the full name. All right, Fridays are traditionally open phones, which traditionally, phone-wise, this is the slowest time of the week. I have no idea why this is. It's almost like if I don't set an agenda for us to talk about something, nobody wants to participate. Yeah, whenever I do set an agenda to talk about something, then we get calls about people who want to talk about other things. I don't understand why that happens. Well, it just must be me. Must be something about my personality. Anyway, listen, whatever you want to talk about this morning is fine. 303-713-7600. I don't care what it is, whatever it is. I mean, yesterday I got the heck beat out of me. I mean, people were all over me. About my feelings about Hillary Clinton. And just about the subject about how talk radio works. So, if you want to call up and beat me up, that's fine. And I'm very proud of myself, too. I didn't lose my temper once yesterday. And this morning, you know what? You could call up and beat me up. I'm just way too optimistic this morning. I am just in a great... You know what? I am in the best... I am just so optimistic after last night. I really am. And I don't see how... Regardless of who you're supporting, you couldn't be optimistic. I still am puzzled as to why people, particularly people on the ultra-right, why they hate Hillary. You know, there's things out there that you can't get an answer to. One of those things is, why do they hate her so much? And number two, how do you play, and we've never had a discussion about this, really, And I'd really like to get into this at some time or another. We don't have to do it this morning. But Mary and I were talking about it yesterday. How do you play nice with people who don't want to play nice? I mean, they have this game going, which is if you challenge what they believe, then they spin around and accuse you of being an angry liberal, quote unquote. I'd rather describe myself as being not angry, but I'd kind of describe myself as being a dedicated mainstream American who just wants something done. I mean, that's how I see myself. I don't see myself any different than my neighbors. But they always play this game with you that, oh, you're the angry liberal. And then when you try to challenge them, it's like you're nasty and you're angry and blah, 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 and on. But when they do it, it seems to be perfectly okay. Like somebody I know made this crack. Nancy Pelosi is a nasty woman. She's mean. I said to them, well, I met Nancy Pelosi. She wasn't mean to me. I don't agree with everything she does, but I don't see her as being nasty and mean. Give me an example of what you mean about nasty and mean. No example. I mean, how do you deal with those kind of people? And I realize I've been asking this question on this radio station for God knows how long. But I just want to know, how do you do it? How are we going to get this country to a point where regardless of what your political beliefs are, regardless of what you feel, that we can get heated, that we can get passionate, but what we can't do is we can't attack each other and we can't doubt each other's sincerity. I really think that's important. All right, let's go to Kevin in Lakewood. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you, Jay?
Hey, man, how are you?
Oh, glad it's Friday.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I've been listening to your show all week, and I haven't been able to call in. Seems like a lot of people have been calling in to berate you, and I want to come to your defense a little bit.
No, thanks.
It seems like, you know, a lot of people call in, and they expect you to be an advocate for their position or their candidate. And you really don't have a responsibility to do that. You know, you shouldn't be an advocate for anyone but yourself. You know, and your beliefs. And, you know, talk radio, I think, works best when the host can do that and people just call and discuss the issues instead of saying, well, why don't you believe this? Why don't you believe that? And it that just gets annoying. And so just keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it, and I think that I tried to point out to that guy yesterday that talk radio is not about being fair and balanced. What it's about is it's about opinions, and it's about people reacting to other people's opinions. And, yeah, you know, every once in a while it's going to get a little heated, and every once in a while it's going to get a little nuts. But you know what? That's human behavior. But the fact is that, you know what? Listen, I don't care. You know, you can call up here and say anything. I don't care.
Well, the terms fair and balanced are ultimately subjective anyway.
Well, Fox proves that, doesn't it?
Yeah, you think?
No. You know, you think they're over there telling the truth?
Oh, please.
I know. Exactly. Kev, thanks, man. You're the best.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too. Have a good weekend. And it is going to be a good weekend. We all have a slight chance of snow tonight, but other than that, it looks like it's really going to rock. All right, we'll take more of your calls. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Jump on that. Talk about anything you want to talk about. But right now, the very capable Jonathan Turk will tell us about traffic.
Well, I'll try, Jay. We're still in really good shape this morning. The freeways are dry for the most part, but still want to be cautious on the ramps, bridges, and overpasses. Showing one little pocket of northbound I-225 with more traffic than normal. You'll see speeds dip into the 50s between Alameda and Colfax. There's snow in the high country. U.S. 6 over Loveland Pass is closed due to bad weather. Semis will need chains in both directions of I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel and eastbound over Vail Pass. Today's forecast, partly cloudy with a high of 42. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds, sunshine in the morning with more clouds for later in the day, and a high of 37, and on Super Bowl Sunday.
This just in, we have some breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. It's putting people into a deep sleep because they've wasted so much time on auto insurance.
How does time-wasting auto insurance do it, Special Agent?
It makes people spend hours on hold or makes them wait days for its office to open just to answer a simple question, change an address, or get an extra copy of an insurance card.
Is everyone affected?
Not the thousands of drivers who switch to Esurance every week. They're just fine.
That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
Quote by print, instantly at Esurance.
How will this battle end?
Fortunately, we've turned the tide. Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. That's right. Esurance. Take that.
Stop time-wasting auto insurance from putting you to sleep.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Make it your mission to get a fast, free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Obama-Hillary ticket or a Hillary-Obama ticket. What do you guys think about that idea? All right, 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Look, nobody sits down, nobody plans for a tragedy. We just don't do that. I mean, it's not in our nature to plan for a tragedy. We all get up every single day. We assume life is going to be fine. We assume life is going to be good. Unless, of course, you're me, who looks at the glass as being always half empty instead of half full. But isn't that kind of the way we are? We just don't plan for bad things to happen. But you know what? They do. And if you get hurt on your job and your employer won't do anything about it, or your insurance company is jacking you around because you got into an automobile accident and you did something like you hurt your knee or something in your arm, and you need more treatment and your insurance company just isn't going to do it, then what you need to do is you need to get hooked up with two guys who fight the big guys and take them to the mat. These are, I mean, they whoop up on them. And this is Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They're not only progressive guys, they're also progressive trial lawyers. They fight those corporations, those insurance companies, and they get it done for people like you and me, and they do it every single day. Plus, they do a lot of pro bono work, too. I'm proud to talk about these two guys. I owe them lunch because we haven't gotten together in the last couple of weeks, but they are two of my favorite people in the whole world. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, decent, good, hard-working human beings. Check them out. If you need them, you got a problem with the corporation, you got a problem with your employer, you got a problem with your insurance company, 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
TopDot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 6.59%.
Attention! The following is an important announcement for all homeowners whose credit and finances are being threatened by rising adjustable mortgage rates. Homeowners with less than perfect credit can now qualify for FHA-insured 30-year fixed rates as low as 5.875% from TopDot Mortgage. With an FHA loan from TopDot, your credit score can be completely ignored. I repeat, you can refinance your current adjustable mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate as low as 5.875% regardless of your credit score. Lock into a low 30-year fixed rate today. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 1-800-400-5463. You'll hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 1-800-400-5463. 1-800-400-5463. 1-800-400-5463.
Oh, Wicked Wilson Pickett gets down in the midnight hour. Hurt me, Wilson.
Love this.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. Let's let my love come tumbling down.
All right, John, is this past the 30-year-old generation smell test?
I love this song. Absolutely love it. And this version's great. This morning I was driving in listening to Grateful Dead Channel jammed to this.
Twenty-four minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, mostly sunny. High today, 44. Yeah, get it on Wilson. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600, and it's anything you want to talk about is fine. Let's go to Steve in Aurora. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, watching last night's debate, I think there's been a truce made, and both of them have agreed that whoever wins, the other one's going to be VP.
Boy, I hope you're right.
And I don't think the Clintons had that in mind. I don't think the Clintons wanted Obama on their ticket because I think they could have brought somebody up that's a lot more valuable than Obama to the ticket, such as a Richardson or a Salazar, somebody that brings in the Hispanic vote. But I do
you're looking at a guy, though, with Barack Obama. You're looking at a guy who draws over 8,000 people, maybe more. When was the last time you remember a candidate drawing 8,000 people?
Oh, I don't know. Ronald Reagan, maybe. But
no, he's never, not that I know of.
Ronald Reagan's the most popular president in America in the last 50 years.
You know what? That's not true.
Well, 60% of the popular vote in 49 out of 50 states. We'll never see that again in our lifetime, Jay.
Oh, I disagree with you on there, and I'll tell you something. I don't think that's true. I think if you look at the polls, actually the most popular president in this in modern times, and he wouldn't make my list, but it's true, is Bill Clinton.
Well, Bill Clinton never got 50% of the popular vote.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about. Wait a minute. You and I are going down two different roads here. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. You take the lead.
Okay. I'm not talking about elections. I'm talking about how the public perceives those people now. Okay? That's number one. Number two, with Obama.
With Obama.
All right. With Obama. You know, I've been watching this a long, long, long time. I think anybody who's been alive has been watching this stuff. I don't remember.
A political junkie.
Okay. I don't remember any candidate ever, including Ronald Reagan, drawing 8,000, maybe 9,000 people. And why one shot? I mean, I just don't. And I remember when Reagan ran. As a matter of fact, Ronald Reagan came to a shopping center where my radio station was, because he was out campaigning. This is when he ran against Gerald Ford. You remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't draw 8,000 people. He drew 200 people.
But Ronald Reagan won 60% of the popular vote, and there won't be another president in our lifetime that does that.
Okay.
49 out of 50 states. That's the most important popularity measurement, the election.
You agree with that? Yeah, I agree with it. But then I would also say to you, then you have a crystal ball that I don't possess, because our lifetimes may go on for quite a while, depending on how old you are, and just, who knows what will happen.
We're just too polarized. Do you think any the Democrats ever going to win Nebraska or Kansas?
Yes, I think they can.
And a Republican going to win Massachusetts or New York or California? I don't think so.
I think they can.
I just see their purple and red states.
Kansas is sitting there with a Democratic governor.
And Massachusetts has a Republican governor.
All right.
But the fact is, when it comes to presidential elections, when's the last time New York voted for a Republican and Kansas voted for a Democrat?
Well, you know what? When was
a long time.
Well, but that doesn't mean it can't ever happen.
No, it doesn't mean that, but I'm just saying Reagan won 49 states.
You keep going back to that, but I'm going to go back to what I said before, which has nothing to do with elections, which you started out your comment about Obama, and I'm just going to tell you that as long as I have watched this, okay, I don't know of any candidate that could come to some place like Denver and draw that many people. Plus, on top of that, if you go look at the demographic breakdown of the people who have voted and caucused for him, they're young people. We haven't had that before.
Okay.
You've got independents who are crossing over. You've got Republicans who are crossing over and that are interested in this guy.
He's losing. Clinton is ahead in the polls by 10 points across the nation, 5 points.
Yeah, but
points.
You know what? If you look at that stuff and you follow it closely, you'll see that things begin to tighten up. I mean, she was way ahead in California, and now
still ahead today.
No, she's ahead by 3 points.
Well, she's still ahead today, and your most popular president candidate, Obama, is still behind, so he's not that popular. In your own
party. Wait, women. Slow down a second.
I'm just stating facts.
No, you're giving opinion. There's a difference.
Clinton is not ahead. So it's not a fact. So
no,
Obama's ahead.
No, that's not what I said.
I stated a fact about who's ahead, and you said it's opinion.
No.
That's what you said.
That's not what I said. What I said was that I don't know if Barack Obama is the most popular candidate in the Democratic Party. I just happen to know that when you watch races, that as time goes on, they tighten up,
particularly if you have two very, very competitive, very capable people engaged in the race. And if Hillary Clinton is ahead of Barack Obama by 3 percentage points, which is what I saw last night, what's the margin of error in those polls?
Well, 3 or 4.
So that would make it close to being a dead heat.
But she has been as high as 10, and you're telling
well,
me Obama
has
so
been
popular.
As, she had, no, I'm not saying that he's so popular. I'm saying that the races, as they go on, begin to tighten up. That is traditionally what happens when you have two very capable, very competitive candidates. The races get tight. And anybody who takes anything for granted in any kind of an election is making a big mistake. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying anything more. That's all I've said. I mean, obviously, you don't like Barack Obama.
I'm a Republican, and I'm, you know, it's not that I don't like him. I just disagree with the Democrats' perception of how the world should be with their government.
Well, you know what? No, you know what? My answer to that would be you disagree with how the world would be with bigger government, and I think there's a lot of people who feel that way. So you could take 30 seconds to explain to us why the government, the federal government, has grown as it has under George W. Bush.
Because he's been a bigger government president.
Well, he's a Republican.
That's why there's so much disenchantment in the Republican
Party.
Well,
I mean, but he's a
Because they run on smaller government, and the next thing you know, they're acting like Democrats.
He's a Republican. And number two, you guys believe in small government. You always talk about that. Except when it comes to certain areas, then you have no problem with enlarging the government. One of those happens to be military spending. You guys never met a military contract. Even if that military contract goes south, you never met one that you didn't like. Or that you didn't want to get in bed with. Does that mean that all conservatives and all members of the GOP are bad? No.
We value defense.
Well, so do
more
we.
Important.
So do we.
Well,
but
not as much as the Republicans, because you cut on military spending.
You know what? You know
Clinton
what? You know what? You know what? What you're doing here is, and this is typical of what I was talking about a few minutes ago.
Hey, but I gotta go in the gym. I gotta go.
Yeah, you gotta go naturally. Yeah, naturally. I mean, you're operating on talking points. You're operating on talking points. There's a difference between having a strong military and having a wasteful military, Steve. I mean, that's what we're talking about. And what you're doing is you're echoing talking points about big government and about all of these things that have gone around for a long, long time. And you started out by attacking Obama, which indicates to me that guys like you and others are scared of him. And you should be. You should be scared of him. Because the difference between us and you is that we want to spend money where it counts. We're not interested in enriching our friends. And so when you say that there's disenchantment with George W. Bush and the Republican Party because he's a big government Republican, and then you equate him with being a Democrat, you know, you can't distance yourself from that. You can't pretend that and run away from him. You can't do that. I mean, he is a Republican. He is part of the Republican Party. He was elected in 2004. He had the election handed to him in 2000. But if I had to make a bet, I would bet that you probably voted for him. So you guys want it both ways. I mean, you want to run from him when it's convenient, and then you want to endorse him when it's convenient. And you can't have it both ways. And then this thing about, I'm at the gym, I got to go, nice to talk to you. Well, yeah, I'd hang up the phone too if I got caught. You know, those talking points just don't work anymore. No, you know, they don't work anymore. Americans are waking up. Americans are realizing that stuff doesn't work. You know, the government can be what you make government. And that nobody has engaged in worse spending with lack of oversight than the Republican Congress and George W. Bush. And Steve, if you want to hide from that, you can hide from it. But the facts are there because they're in black and white.
6:34, 34 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you and John with traffic.
Traffic building, but we're still in excellent shape across the metro. As usual, I-25 southbound stacking up as you head out of Northland and Thornton. Boulder Turnpike starting to pick up as well, eastbound at McCaslin and eastbound 6th Avenue out of Golden. Coming out of Castle Rock, a little slow at Founders Parkway on northbound I-25. And if you're headed to the hills, expect snowpack and icy conditions west of Idaho Springs. Loveland Pass is closed due to adverse weather, and chain restrictions are in place eastbound I-70 over Vail Pass and in both directions at the tunnel. Today's forecast, look out for strong winds, and it will be mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s along the Front Range and on the plains. Currently it's 34 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the 2008 Lexus RX with 14 actively safe features, continuing the pursuit of perfection.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies, University College, offers master's degrees and undergraduate completion for work.
Guys, Valentine's Day is almost here, and ProFlowers has an incredible offer just for radio listeners. Order one dozen roses for $39.99 and get another dozen roses free, plus a free vase. ProFlowers are guaranteed to last 7 days, and the roses were rated best value by the Wall Street Journal. Now for this special offer, click on the ProFlowers banner in your media player now, or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and type in the password MUSIC. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password MUSIC.
Discover the incredible selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
This Valentine's Day, Jared has an unparalleled selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry, including 14 and 18 karat white and yellow gold. The collection is priced from under $200 to $3,500, so no matter what style of Journey Diamond Jewelry she wants, you're sure to find it at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
CPR technicians. There once was a time when quality craftsmanship mattered, built upon pride, traditions, and most importantly, customer service. I set high expectations, and these characteristics are the foundation of my home repair and remodeling company. All CPR technicians are skilled craftsmen who take immense pride in the quality and integrity of their work. Call us, 303-861-4868. CPR technicians, caring for your property's renovation needs. 861-4868.
Who is Ron Paul, the Republican candidate for president? Ron Paul served his country as a flight surgeon after the Cuban Missile Crisis. As a young doctor, Ron Paul worked nights in the emergency room of an inner-city hospital, taking care of everyone, whether they could pay or not. As an OBGYN, Ron Paul delivered over 4,000 babies. Dr. Ron Paul knows our health care system needs real change, where patients and doctors are in charge, not big corporations or government bureaucrats. As a congressman for almost 2 decades, Ron Paul knows our Constitution is there to protect our freedom and limit government. He has never voted for a tax increase or an unbalanced budget. His record clearly shows he will cut taxes and stop runaway spending. People who know him call him the taxpayer's best friend. To learn more about this remarkable man, go to RonPaul2008.com. That's RonPaul2008.com.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ron Paul, 2008 PCC.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Why take a chance on submitting your tax returns late or wrong? Go to Office Depot for the products you need to help get your taxes done early. Prepare your taxes and maximize deductions with TurboTax Deluxe with State software on sale at Office Depot through February 9th for $37.99 after $7 mail-in savings. Plus now through February 16th, purchase any tax software and get over $800 in select software titles free after combined purchase or upgrade mail-in savings. Office Depot, taking care of business. Some mail-in savings are redeemed as a Visa prepaid debit card. See store for details.
We're having such a good time.
We're having a wonderful time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, your cement mixer. Controversial conversation for mature consenting adults. Mostly sunny. High today 44. It's Friday. Yeah. All right. See, you, that last caller, Steve, I mean, how do you deal with people like that? I'd really like to know. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey.
What's going on there?
Oh, man, it's a great... I don't know about you, but I feel great.
Well, that's good. Let me give you something here. I hate you big time. I really do. And this is the reason why.
Wait a minute. You hate me?
I hate you. I hate you. Today, I hate you personally. Daytona. Daytona. You went, I didn't. I tried to get in to tell you that the other day. You didn't take my call. So
well, wait,
I saved it up for today.
Wait a minute. Why didn't you go with me?
Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
I don't bring in the coin that you do.
Wait,
and
wait,
I've got to
wait,
budget everything
wait,
out
wait,
because
wait,
of my,
wait,
my
wait,
life.
Wait a minute. Who says it took a lot of coin to go there?
I couldn't have made it there anyway. Too many commitments here.
How much is an airline flight from here to Daytona?
Way enough for me. Way enough.
Oh, Mick, come on.
In the future, we'll catch up and everything, because I got a story to tell you about the Indy when I went when I was a kid, teenager, which was the greatest experience that I've ever had in any venue of sports or, you know, any kind of big event. That was a wonderful experience. But in any case, listen, I don't hate you. The reason I called was, if you give me a minute, is about McCain.
Mm-hmm.
In 1980, after 20 years of being a registered Republican, and I didn't vote a straight Republican ticket or anything, and you know my background coming from the East Coast, union, very heavily union, I was literally ostracized. I became a Republican because I was in small business.
Right.
So, in 1920, I drank the Kool-Aid that the media and the Republican Party was putting out on Al Gore, and I was really lobbying heavily for John McCain. First of all, because he's a Navy man. As you know, I've got that in, you know, my background. But in any case, after what Bush did to him and what I knew of Bush, in South Carolina, where he came out and he literally went to character assassination, or at least his staff did, putting out everything that they did about his wife and his illegitimate child and him not fighting that tooth and nail, which I thought he was. I just said, well, they've just opened up the gates of hell for doing this to this guy. I started losing respect for him, and I've lost all respect ever since, because he is a flip-flopper, like most Republicans are. And I would not give him my vote ever again, even if he put a gun to my head, even if the Lord God Almighty came down and said, this is the guy, this is your Neo. I wouldn't do it. He has sold out. Everything recently, if you look at his record, has gone from this what does he call it, the Truth Express and everything.
Yeah, well, he used to kind of be this kind of acceptable voice of reason and
That's
dissent,
right.
And was not scared to have members of his own party down on his case and give him grief. And then all of a sudden, when he decided to run for president, all of that just vanished.
That's right. He's made up to a certain degree with our friends down in Colorado Springs. Everything that he has said about the war, he's basically turned around. You can't trust the guy, and I will go to my death defending the guy's record in the past, at particularly in the military and what he had to put up with, and basically how he got into politics. He had to work very hard. So, you know, he's a hard worker, and that's where you got to watch him, because he's no slouch. But the guy's gotten older. The guy's gotten wiser in, for me, a way that's against what most Americans out here, you know, really stand for and really need to hear from someone.
What he's doing is, he's playing politics. And he was known before for being a guy who just didn't do that.
Absolutely.
And now he's done it because, you know, we're catching him doing it. And the media, by the way, you know, they have this St. McCain kind of thing about him.
That's right.
But we'll see. If he gets the nomination, we'll see how long that holds up.
And if he gets the nomination, folks, he's got a lot of things to answer for that Hillary and Barack Obama, being as smart as he is, will bring out and have the light of day shine on that and say why. Okay? As a senator in Arizona, he's been against labor. He's been against public schools. He's done a lot to turn his back on mainstream Americans. So I'm looking forward. I don't care, Mitt Romney or not. I'm looking forward to whoever they put up on the line, because it is going to be a tough fight. And Democrats today, no matter what you think, from going from Mike Gravel even all the way to Hillary Clinton, we have to join forces here. We have to lock arms and go into this full force and stop, you know, playing the divisive game. Every little piece of the puzzle has to have a loud voice and has to be in, you know, first in line. We have to go out and we have to beat these guys.
I agree.
Like a redheaded stepson.
Well, I agree. And we got to invite all the independents and moderate Republicans. We have to invite them to get involved, too. We have to invite everybody to get involved, because that's what it's about. It's about a better tomorrow, and it's about looking forward, not looking back. Mick, thanks, man.
All right. We'll talk again, buddy.
All right. You're the man. See ya. Let's go to Steve in the DTC. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I got a retort for Steve, the previous caller. This is Steven. The whole spiel that those right-wingers with the small government crap, and now, oh, we gotta distance ourselves from Bush because he didn't do what he said he was going to do in terms of small budget, small government. Those guys don't believe in small government. They simply believe in redistribution of wealth. Social engineering called redistribution of wealth toward the top and feed the military.
And greed. So, and greed.
And greed, you know. So they take care of their cronies at the top, and they call it trickle-down economics, which Bush is just absolutely gone lockstep into the Reagan trickle-down economics mode that has proven every economist on the planet worth his weight in salt will tell you trickle-down economics doesn't work. It just stays at the top. That's why the middle class is struggling right now, and we got people homeless all over the place. But it reminds me always, you know, when I hear those Republicans crying about, you know, Bush campaigned as a uniter and he campaigned as a small government. Now look at the government, you know, so that's why we're distancing ourselves from George Bush. Well, it's like the old adage. Real quick, I'll tell you, the scorpion and the frog. Remember that one?
Yep.
Sitting on the riverbank, scorpion says, "Take me across the river," and the frog says, "No, you'll sting me." And he says, "No, I won't. I got to get across the river." So he gets on the back of the frog. The frog starts swimming across the river. Halfway across, sure enough, the scorpion stings him, and they're both sinking in the water, dying. And the frog says, "Why did you do that? You said you wouldn't do that." And the scorpion says, "Because that's what we do."
Yeah, you know what? That's really true. And the thing that makes it really fascinating is, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'd be willing to bet you that Steve is voting against his own self-interest and doesn't realize it.
They always do. Those guys always do. Because Steve doesn't strike me as a corporate mogul. You know, he's a working man. And the bottom line is, you know, they vote these guys in. They got this huge bandwagon behind Bush and pushed him through twice. And now they're all saying, yeah, he didn't do what he said he was going to do. Yeah, he's a Republican. He's a scorpion. That's what they do.
Well, that's what the hierarchy does. I don't think that's what the average member of the Republican Party does. But I think
that's their party philosophy.
But I think it's very, very hard to get through to them about what's going on. It's like having Lloyd Chapman on yesterday from the small business. John, remind me of what his group is. Can you remind me of that? Who Lloyd Chapman is with? Yeah, American Small Business League, where Lloyd Chapman is giving example after example of where the administration is taking money that's earmarked for small businesses and diverting it to big businesses like Boeing and even shipping some of it to Holland. But it's like you just can't get through to some of these folks about this.
My dream ticket is Hillary at the top and Obama as her VP. He's the PR man that a VP position needs to be. You know, we've had the reverse with Bush. We've had the PR man at the top and the real gun shooter, you know, in more ways than one, as a VP. But the typical situation is the policymaker is at the top, where we need Hillary, and the PR person to sell those policies is the VP, which is perfect for Obama. Let him get his chops sharp, you know, as a VP and work his way up. And the bottom line is there's your dream ticket. She's got the guns, you know. She'll get it done. And I can't wait to see that debate between McCain and Hillary. She'll eat his lunch.
Well, I can't. You know what? I'm with you about Barack Obama and Hillary. I don't care who heads the ticket, but I would like to. I'm like you. I would definitely like to see them together. Steve, thanks, man.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
And go see the movie Bucket List.
Will do.
It'll change your life.
Will do.
All right.
All right, brother.
Bye-bye.
6:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And, you know, earlier, John, you were talking about some dead. Let's fire up some dead coming out of this next break. You
know, sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, let's put some dead on. But before we do that, we'll take a look at traffic.
All right, Jay, I-25 southbound out of North Glen and Thornton packed. You'll see speeds dip down to the 20s between 104th and 84th. We're also filling up I-270 eastbound between I-76 and Vasquez. I-225 with a couple of slow areas northbound from Parker Road to Mississippi and southbound starting at Mississippi all the way to the Tech Center. We are accident and stall free at the moment, so we're in a lot better shape than we were yesterday in the metro. In the high country, a different story. It's snowing west of Idaho Springs. You run into snowpacked and icy roads at the Eisenhower Tunnel and over Vail Pass. Chain restrictions are in place eastbound over Vail Pass and in both directions of the tunnel. US 6 over Loveland Pass is closed. Today's forecast, partly cloudy with a high of 42. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning with more clouds later in the day and a high of 37. And Super Bowl Sunday, partly cloudy and a high of 41. Right now it's 34 degrees in Denver. John Trick, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies, University College, offers master's degrees and undergraduate completion for working adults, online or evenings. Where you earn your degree does matter. Details at universitycollege.du.edu.
60 Minutes.
The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Grosz.
Today on Face the Nation,
special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation.
6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. And may the last honest man please step forward. Well, Rockies is full of honest men and women, too. They've got their reputation to stand on. They've been around since 1982. You don't stay around in business that long unless you've got a good reputation. And they have a good reputation. Cleanest selection of late model, previously owned vehicles, more on the way every single day, and they want to see your trade. A lot of times people think, oh, you know what, my trade's not worth anything, and I don't. You know what, they want to see your trade. They want to talk to you about buying the vehicle that you really want. And nobody's going to handcuff you to the bumper of the car. They're not going to make you buy something, but they are going to sit down and try to help you out. Tom and Marv Alshear, perfect example of what I'm talking about. Two of the best people you'll ever run into. And Spanky Herrera, Jules, Gerard Menard, Uncle Fester. Virtually all those folks out there work very, 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 very hard. They're open tonight until 8. That's Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. And you can check them out on the internets at RockiesAutos.com. I'll see you out there this afternoon if you want to drop by. I'll be there. 63rd and Federal Rockies. Hey. May the last honest man please step forward. They got over 100 honest people to step forward.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Nobody knows more about HD than Sony, and now Sony wants to help you get an unsurpassed HD experience in your own home. To learn how you can design the ultimate HD home theater, visit sony.com/HDNA.
Let's get some of that debt on. Bipartisan band. Doesn't make any difference what your political views are. You can dig the debt. Kind of thinking about Jerry Garcia yesterday, too. I wish you were still around. 6:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk, mostly sunny. High today, 44. It's Friday, and it's a great day outside. It's going to be a great day, and it's a good day because it's Friday, right? We don't even need to get into Monday. All right, let's go to Deborah in Fort Collins. Deborah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I wish Jerry was still around, too. You were asked earlier about why the religious right...
Why does the hardcore right... Yeah, why do they hate Hillary so much?
Well, they hate Hillary, and they hate Nancy Pelosi, or they hate any woman that has any kind of power. You know, they're, you know, anti-abortion, anti-birth control in Colorado. I mean, you know, they're trying to pass that thing that conception starts with the fertilization of the egg. We see it any time a woman should have a brain, you know, we're supposed to stay home and
All right, so do you think that's based on gender? I mean, there's got to be more to it than just gender.
Yeah. Well, like that, no, it's almost elemental in white males that are in the religious right. It's like, okay, they don't read the part of the Bible that says, you know, God took Adam's rib and we were supposed to walk side by side. And share in raising a family. They're stuck in the past as the rabid Muslims are and focus in one little part of their religion, and they can't grow out of that for some reason. They're stuck. And
yeah, it's just how does one person become such a big, big target for the wrath of all the rest of these people?
Well, because she's her own person. Hillary is her own person. She, you know, she was raised to serve others. She knows who she is. She stands on her own two feet. And she's her own person, and that's threatening to somebody that they're going to lose their power or what they perceive as power. And it, you know, that guy that called, that Steve that called and said, you know, was the Republican he was so against Obama because it's easier if Hillary is front runner. It's just to attack her because, she's a woman. She's a woman.
Well,
he make the rehash fight walk.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I maintain he attacked Obama because you know something? They're scared to death of him.
Oh yeah, they are.
They are scared to death of an articulate human being who can give them a good run for their money. Deborah, thanks. I appreciate it. I got to go get some news. Thanks. More open phones coming up next hour. Stick around. Let's talk about anything and everything.
Good evening, sir. Any questions about the menu?
Yes. Is the salmon fresh or farm-raised?
It's fresh.
Sockeye or Alaskan king?
Alaskan.
Southern or northern?
Northern, I think.
Longitude and latitude? What river?
I don't...
Did he have a rosy pinkish hue?
Hue? There's a time and a place to be overly meticulous. And it's at your Lexus dealer.
where every certified pre-owned vehicle is inspected by a Lexus-trained technician, right down to the spare tires and first aid kits, and comes with a 3-year, 100,000-mile Lexus-backed warranty, 24-hour roadside assistance, trip interruption, and, of course, Lexus customer care. Lexus certified pre-owned vehicles. No surprises, no sacrifices. 100% Lexus.
So, the salmon it is.
Tell me about the sea bass.
At Cooney Lexus, Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, and Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood. To learn more, visit LexusCPO.com.
3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about the certified pre-owned program.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Front page news from the business page, bullet points. A short time ago, the government reported a surprisingly weak employment report. Exxon is reporting record profits, and Microsoft has announced an unsolicited takeover bid for Yahoo. First, the employment report. Businesses cut 17,000 payroll jobs in January. Economist David Weiss.
This certainly increases the worry that we're in a recession. A 17,000 drop is highly unusual. Drops of any kind are highly unusual.
The unemployment rate fell a tenth of a point to 4.9%. On the bottom line, Exxon made $11 billion in the last 3 months of last year, $40.6 billion for the full year. Oil industry analyst John Kilduff.
That shows how well run ExxonMobil is, but clearly the bottom line here is the high oil price going right to their bottom line.
Short time ago, Yahoo said it would consider a $45 billion unsolicited takeover bid from Microsoft. A merger would put the companies in a position to challenge search engine leader Google, but KIRO business and technology reporter Jason Brooks doesn't see an impact on consumers.
There could be some Yahoo content that could be used on Microsoft's Xbox 3 game console or perhaps on the Zune music player, so there could be some crossover like that, but otherwise most people wouldn't really notice anything at all.
Stock futures rallied on the Yahoo News, but fell back when the employment report came out just ahead of the bell. S&P futures are down a point and a half. Baghdad is cleaning up after a pair of suicide bombings in pet markets that killed 68 people. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman.
The attacks are the deadliest here since last spring, when thousands of U.S. troops began a security surge in Baghdad. The city grew much quieter and safer. But today, at least, the new Baghdad feels a lot like the old Baghdad.
Cordial, the last Democratic debate before Super Tuesday. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama on CNN sounded more like running mates than bitter rivals.
I'm sure Hillary would be on anybody's short list.
Well, I have to agree with everything Barack just said.
Old Man Winter is imposing his will from coast to coast. Parts of the upper Midwest could have more than a foot of snow on the ground before the latest storm passes. Some travelers are stranded at O'Hare Airport in Chicago, and WBBM's Dave Berner is having an impossible time getting there.
You cannot see the lines on the road. It's difficult even times to find where you're turning next because you can't even see where that turn is.
A good deal on cheap speakers cost a youngster in South Salem, Oregon, a very expensive bicycle. Live to CBS's Karen Riegel. Karen, how did that happen?
Well, Frank, 13-year-old Cody Young didn't have a lock, so we thought he'd park inside the Goodwill. Unfortunately, he parked his bike near all the other bikes for sale. Later, he found his $200 bike had sold for $7. The Goodwill says they're going to try and do the right thing, and they say they'll throw in a bike lock on top of that. Frank?
CBS's Karen Riegel. This is CBS News.
You look worried.
My doctor said I've got to get serious about my blood pressure.
So did mine. He recommended Amil BP.
The naturally derived ingredient in Amil BP has been clinically shown to help maintain healthy blood pressure. Amil BP is safe and has no side effects.
I take Amil BP every day.
Oh, like vitamins.
Exactly.
Maintain healthy blood pressure with Amil BP. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and other retailers near you.
So, hon, how do you want your hair done?
Oh, I just want to try something really different.
Okay, well, if we trim your disorganized finances, layer your expenses, and give your late invoicing some body, you'll look just like a movie star.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why millions of businesses rely on QuickBooks software to easily handle routine chores, like organizing finances and tracking expenses, so you can get back to what you do best.
You are a stylist, aren't you?
Award-winning.
QuickBooks. Get back to business. Start today at QuickBooks.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Another day, another presidential campaign hits town. Tuesday, it was Obama and Bill Clinton. Now today, it's GOP presidential contender Mitt Romney, former Massachusetts governor, holding a rally at Freeway Ford on Evans Avenue off I-25 at 2 p.m. this afternoon. Meanwhile, President Bush made a brief stop in Denver yesterday for a fat cat private fundraiser for GOP Senate candidate Bob Schaefer, who's going against Mark Udall for the retiring Wayne Allard seat. Udall's got about $3.5 million in the bank. Schaefer's $1.5 million, not counting what was brought in last night at that Cherry Hills fundraiser.
$1,500 a couple, but then there were some people who had their pictures taken, and they could give more if they wanted.
Walt Klein of Schaefer's campaign says there were about 250 people on hand last night. No word on how much was hauled in. Longmont police believe a stabbing at a local high school was a random act of violence. A 14-year-old girl was stabbed in the back several times yesterday, fortunately suffering only superficial wounds. A 14-year-old boy's been arrested. No indication that he knew the victim. And a student who sued her school district after being punished for mentioning Jesus in her commencement speech, now asking a Denver federal court to reject a request to dismiss that lawsuit. 2006 Lewis Palmer High School grad Erica Quarter says the district misapplied the law in asking for dismissal. She says she was told she wouldn't get her diploma unless she apologized. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for the first crash of the day. It's eastbound I-70 right around Havana. The rest of the Denver highways are going to be slow in those usual spots for a typical light Friday morning commute. Southbound I-25 a little bit heavy as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland, as is eastbound C-470 between Lucet and University. We're also seeing speeds start to drop southbound 225 at Dayton. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you have some film or digital pics you'd like developed? Right now at King Supers, you can get 4x6 prints for just 10 cents each when you spend $25 and use your SuperCard. Get your prints made at King Supers and save.
Why do so many restaurants advertise in the Valpak blue envelope? Because the people who value Valpak are very hungry for savings. From discounts on dining out to coupons for car care to half off on home improvement projects. There's something in it for you. Valpak and Valpak.com. If you're interested, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
There are no dogs in heaven.
How would you know?
And if I know the Bible.
Is there a big sign on this radio station that says proselytizers call here?
Come out, you said the quiet foul
demons. Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Wait a second. You play the beginning of that again? I kind of like the beginning of that opening. Play that again. At 7:07, 7 minutes.
There are no dogs in heaven.
How would you know?
And if I know the Bible.
Is there a big sign on this radio station that says proselytizers call here?
Come out, ye foul
demons.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Come out, ye foul demons. Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin pulling no punches at your Palace of Public Opinion. High today, 44. And we got it mostly sunny, and it's Friday. And if you watched the debate last night, how about it? Good job, good job. Makes you proud, doesn't it? All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. We expect the world's smartest man, David Sirota, to be in here shortly. And we'll get a reading as to what he thought about the whole thing. I thought it was marvelous. I really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed it. And I noticed, too, does anybody else notice this? And I really, you know, both the left and the right hate the media, and they both see conspiracies in the media. I don't see conspiracies in the media. What I see is what I've always said on the radio here, that they're after drama. They're after a dollar bill. They're after creating the most trouble they can create, and Wolf Blitzer last night tried to get them all cranked up, didn't he? And it didn't work. It just didn't work. And did you see the end of the debate where the two candidates almost hugged? I thought that was great. Just thought it was great. Can't figure out why the right wing hates Hillary so much. And from the caller last hour, I think it's pretty evident that the hard right core, the hard right, is scared of Barack Obama. Why? Because Barack Obama's got this appeal to independents and also to disenchanted Republicans. And I guess that's part of the reason that they're scared of him. And also, think about this. If you're running a traditional and make it look like a botched rape attempt, according to CNN, insurance industry experts are now worried that more homeowners will turn to arson in the coming months as the housing market continues to suffer. The 31-year-old woman had allegedly hoped to claim $80,000 in insurance money. She had supposedly wanted the neighbor to bind her in a duct tape, write whore on her shirt, and then help her escape once the blaze was set. Instead, the neighbor called the police. That's pretty bizarre, isn't it? Isn't that pretty bizarre? All right, let's go to the phones. And we go to Lewis in Boulder. Lewis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you? Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday, man. How are you doing?
I'm great. The sun's coming up. It's going to be a great day. And I got to tell you, just a couple of thoughts and I'll jump. It made me so proud. My wife and I sat there going, can you believe this? You know, we're like in your age. We're in our 50s. And so to actually see the last two candidates standing for the Democratic Party, a black person and a woman, was incredible. In 1960, you hope for that someday. And our party's doing it. And I just was really proud. I was proud to be a Democrat last night. It's good stuff. It's really good stuff. And I just hope that we can really get active and really not take anything for granted because, you know, the other day I was listening to, I always listen to your station, and I flipped because you had the CU basketball game, and so I'm like, I'm going to go explore the dial a little bit. And so I went to another station, which I'd never found before, and I immediately heard this conversation about the attack machine ready to go, and that Republicans are chomping at the bit for Hillary to get this nomination, and they're ready. They've got the machine already dialed in, and they're ready to rev it up. So, they are fearful of Barack. And I thought that way they ended that thing last night with that question to both of them about the dream ticket was incredible, and then watch the way the effect they had on their faces when they how they responded was really sweet. So, yay, good stuff.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And yeah, they're gonna be out there. You know, all of the dirty tricks and the 527s and all of that stuff is gonna start, and you know we're gonna get into a lot of that. But let's hope that what we can do is deal with the facts, talk about the facts, and just stay away from that kind of stuff. You know, and just call them. You know, I'm not saying give into it. What I'm saying is call them on it.
It just, unfortunately, they create these perceptions with this spin messaging that creates these perceptions. I mean, I think that's what Pete, you were asking earlier about why so many people hate Hillary Clinton on the right. I think it's because they've been kind of indoctrinated and it's been beat into their head. And she came out as this first lady that was never supposed to open her mouth, and she did. And then she had ideas on top of it, and then it was healthcare on top of it, and you know the woman's place is in the home as far as a lot of those guys go, and she wasn't behaving like that. She wasn't being little meek Laura Bush, and that's when they started to dial it up on her. And it's unfortunate because they are going to unload everything, and they're gonna start telling all kinds of lies. And if you don't pay attention and you just believe what the Rush Limbaughs tell you, it becomes gospel.
You think that's it? You think it's a gender question with her? You think it's a gender question that, okay, they don't like her because she's a woman and she's mouthy? When I say mouthy, I don't mean like, foul-mouthed, sassy. I'm just talking about she's somebody who speaks up.
I think it's your. I think that's a big piece of it, and I think it's threatening for the male Republican because they don't want their wife to behave like that, and I think for the female Republican, they're maybe a little embarrassed because they don't behave like that, and they sit back and they are meek. And maybe I'm making very broad brush strokes here, and I apologize for that, but I think that is a piece of it.
Well, here's what I get. Here's what I get. If you bring up Hillary or you bring up Nancy Pelosi or you bring up any female in a leadership position, the first thing I always get is, oh, Nancy Pelosi, she's nasty. Or Hillary Clinton,
yeah,
she's, well, look what went on with her and Bill, and she's going to raise taxes, and on and on and on and on. And it's like, okay, then you say to them, well, why do you think Nancy Pelosi's nasty? She just is. You know, why do you think that Hillary Clinton, why do you dislike her so much? Well, because of Bill's philandering and Whitewater and blah, 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 and on and on and on and on and on and on and on. But they don't really ever sit down and say, well, I don't like her because, you know, look, I find her plan for health care to be unreasonable. And here's why I find it to be unreasonable. I don't like her because I don't like her record of votes in the Senate. They don't ever come up with any of that kind of stuff. They don't ever come up with anything like, well, I think her path in Iraq is wrong. Then you counter back with, well, okay, if that's wrong, then what is the right path? And they give you a status quo answer of, we need to stay there until the job is done. I mean, in other words, there's no end planned to anything.
I just thought it was last night just to sit there and listen to people who sounded very intelligent. It was a really healthy exchange of great progressive ideas. You know, we weren't wallowing in gay talk. We weren't wallowing in abortion talk. We were talking about ideas that are going to move this country forward. And it was so refreshing and so wonderful to see. And I hope that people will really pay attention to the debates as they go forward once the two candidates are selected from both parties. Because I do think that, you know, I think Hillary or Obama, either one of them, will certainly be able to really run circles around John McCain. And again, you know, you've had a few callers about McCain. I was somebody that really, you know, kind of admired him years ago as somewhat of that maverick, somewhat of that independent. But I think your caller, Mick, said earlier, you know, the day after after Bush pulled out his machine and destroyed him and took him out in South Carolina, and then to see McCain hugging and embracing him,
yeah,
it was over for me. I mean, how can somebody wake up and be okay with what Bush did to McCain in, you know, in those elections? I mean, how could McCain do that?
Well, I feel exactly the same way, and I don't know what the answer is other than he wants this very, very badly. Lewis, thank you, man.
Hey, Jay, thank you for everything you do. And you know what? John is a great guy, too, by the way.
Yep, he sure is.
All right, take care. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Roy in Parker. Roy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I'm just scanning the dial here. I've kind of all this week and listened to you. I don't normally listen to talk radio. But I'm a registered Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really happy with any of the Republican candidates, and I don't think they're going to be able to help me one bit at all. I don't like Hillary because I think she's more of the same old guard, same people. If she gets elected, I don't think she's going to be able to help me either. Barack Obama, I listened to the debate last night. I watched it. He does something for me that no Republican candidate has ever done for me. He just seems like, I think he can get stuff done. I think he wants to unite both parties and help get stuff done and help me as a middle-class individual be able to put money back in the economy instead of having to fork out all this stuff on health care and all this other kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, I think he's definitely got crossover appeal. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think that your feeling about the Republican candidates is pretty much a pretty common one. Now, keep in mind, you know, I'm partisan, but I think it is pretty rough to swallow the remaining three that are left. Certainly Mike Huckabee is unrealistic at best. I mean, I heard him the other day talking about he wants to abolish the IRS.
Yeah, I heard that.
You know, come on. Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Fine. That's the same thing as, like, Newt Gingrich once said, well, we should abolish the FDA.
Yeah.
Okay. And then with Mitt Romney,
I think
I just can't. I can't. You know, I can't identify with him.
I can't either. He's too rich for me, and I don't think he'll be able to help me or my family.
And then John, what about John McCain? What's your feeling about him?
You know, I don't really know. I mean, I kind of went on his website and looked at some of his stuff, and I don't know. You had some caller yesterday. I tried to call him yesterday. Some wacko lady from Evergreen or something like that, who said he was too old, and she was like 63 or something.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, I mean, that doesn't bother me. I don't know. He just doesn't do anything for me either.
Yeah, it's like whatever forcefulness or dissenting viewpoint that he used to represent, it's like he's given that up or lost it.
Yeah.
So he's another go-along-to-get-along type guy.
Right, and I think Hillary's in the same boat. Last night they were asking her questions about Iraq, and she just kind of talked around the whole thing. And they're just like, well, that's more of the same. And then some viewer asked, well, if you get elected, that's going to be 30 years of either Bush or Clinton. And it's like, you know, I don't want that. I'm tired of either one, even though, you know, I'm sure both of them have their positives and both of them have their negatives as far as the Bushes and the Clintons. It's just like, we need something different.
Yeah, and to a lot of people, Barack Obama represents change and a look forward. But you know what? Listen, I would ask you to do this though. I would ask you to give Hillary Clinton a fair shake and don't let the usual talking points about her get in the way. Go to her website, investigate what she has to say.
Oh, I did. I looked at her website and her and Barack. They're almost two peas in a pod as far as what they want to do. And they talk about, well, the male Republican doesn't want to vote for a woman. And no, that's not the case. I mean, that's great. If a woman's president, that's fabulous. I think that's outstanding. I just don't want Hillary. You know?
Well, all right. And that's based on personal choice. And that's what it's all about. And that's why we have primaries. Hey, Roy,
yeah.
Thank you, man. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's what it's about. Which I tried to explain yesterday. That's what it's about. Primaries are about that, about making choices. 303-713-7600, 723, 23 minutes after the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with John Turk in traffic.
Working an accident eastbound I-70 in Havana, and we're seeing brake lights all the way past I-270. Still jammed southbound I-25 between 104th and 84th, and again downtown from 58th to Spear. Northbound 25 filling up coming out of Castle Rock at Founders Parkway. I-270, a trouble spot as well on the eastbound trip between I-76 and Vasquez, showing speeds in the 20s there. And in Highlands Ranch, C-470 jammed from Lucent all the way to I-25. Also have a crash on Lucent Boulevard at C-470. That's on the overpass. Also getting reports of an accident on Highway 8 at US 85. Today's forecast, look out for strong winds, and it will be mostly cloudy with highs in the 40s.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers. It's my car now. The selection is sick, and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for? It's mycarnow.com.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars on auto insurance when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to start saving today, do I have to wait until my other policy expires?
Nope, that's a myth. Lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know this, but you can switch your auto insurance anytime.
You can switch your auto insurance anytime? Even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. No one should pay too much much for auto insurance. Not a day longer than they have to.
I agree.
That's why thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
So if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just visit Esurance.com. You can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Discover the incredible selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
This Valentine's Day, Jared has an unparalleled selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry, including 14 and 18 karat white and yellow gold. The collection is priced from under $200 to $3,500, so no matter what style of Journey Diamond Jewelry she wants, you're sure to find it at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
I could go on and on with their names. Kevin in the shop. I mean, they really do work hard, these folks. So if you're out there going to buy a vehicle, you need to give them a try. And that doesn't mean you got to buy something, but go by there and talk to them at least. Because you're going to do your wallet, your bank account, and yourself a big, big favor. Rocky's Autos. Matter of fact, I'll be out there this afternoon, so maybe I'll run into you. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1627. 1-800-900-1627. 1-800-900-1627.
Get to AutoZone and keep your car running smoothly. Now for a limited time at AutoZone, in honor of the Pennzoil number 29 car, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil oil and a Fram oil filter for just $12.29. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Race into AutoZone today. Nobody knows more about HD than Sony, and now Sony wants to help you get an unsurpassed HD experience in your own home. To learn how you can design the ultimate HD home theater, visit sony.com/HDNA.
Coming up on the Tom Hartman Program, I'll be showing you how to talk back to right-wing conservatives by doing it every day right here on the Tom Hartman Program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair and slightly unbalanced. And as always, the best of the rest of the news. That and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program. Your radio support group of, by, and for we the people of the United States of America and all life on Earth.
The Tom Hartman Show, weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Somewhere along the line, the Straight Talk Express lost some wheels, and now he is in favor of extending Bush tax cuts that went to some of the wealthiest Americans who don't need them, and we're not even asking for them.
You know, he was in the audience last night, too. Did anybody see Stevie Wonder stand up? Come on, Stevie. 7:28, 28 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today, 44. And if I sound like I'm in a good mood, you're right, I am. I am in a great mood. That debate last night was just stellar. It's Friday, the sun's going to be out. I mean, we could even go out and spank Whitey if we could find some area that didn't have any snow on it, right, John?
If I could find some brown grass out there, I'd be playing on it.
Yeah! And you got the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday, of which I will probably not watch, but that's okay. Who are you calling in the Super Bowl there, Turk?
I'm going to pick the Giants. I think the Giants win by a field goal. I think they got
Pats win.
Are we going with the spread? You going to spot me 14 points?
No, I'm not spotting you anything.
All right, we'll do lunch.
Winner take all.
You got it.
All right. We'll see how that turns out on Monday. Jason in Littleton. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay, my friend. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, man.
Did I just hear you mention something about spanking Whitey?
Yep.
You know what? Very good friends with those guys. Absolutely love them. They played at my wedding. Definitely one of the best local bands I've ever listened to.
No, spanking Whitey is a term for playing golf.
Oh, okay. I thought you were
talking
about
spanking
the world.
Spanking Whitey?
Is there a band called Spanking Whitey?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They are a fantastic local band. They've actually played in a couple Battle of the Bands in local radio. And the funny thing is that They lost out. They were in second place to another band of younger guys. They're all kind of a bunch of older middle-aged guys. But the blues that they play and just the rock that they play, it is second to none.
Fantastic. How do we get do they have anything out on CD?
Oh yeah, I believe they only sell their CDs at their live events, they may have a website. I'm not really positive.
Okay, well, we're on that. We're going to investigate to see if they have a website, and we're going to find out more about them.
Well, hey, the main reason I had called here is I just got done listening to your last caller here, which I wasn't surprised. It was a disheartened Republican, just kind of sick of the candidates out there. And, the thing I'm really surprised about is Ron Paul does not get more airtime and why these people don't see him as a viable candidate. I was actually an independent up until I learned that Barack decided to run for president. I've loved this guy since long before he ran for president. I'm a Christian and listen to read a lot of the periodicals out there. And he's definitely not aligned with any people in any type of religious right. I mean, he is definitely a fantastic candidate. And the thing is, I just don't get how people aren't also looking at Ron Paul, because I personally think Ron Paul and Barack Obama would absolutely be the dream team that this country needs to get it back on track.
Well, the problem with Ron Paul is, let me tell you what the problem with Ron Paul is. The trouble with Ron Paul is, Ron Paul is speaking the truth about this country's foreign policy. And that's a thorn in the side of the Republican establishment. So they don't want Ron Paul included. Now, Ron Paul is going to be in town today, and we've tried a million times to get him on here. I'm not so sure I agree with him on his position on a woman's right to choose, nor do I agree with his economic outlook. But I like the fact that Ron Paul does one thing. Ron Paul says what Ron Paul means.
I agree with that.
All right, when he says something, you can take it to the bank. Ron Paul is the type of guy who lays it all out on the table.
Well, I agree with that entirely. And as far as things like the women's right to choose, I can understand that, and that's going to be something a lot of people disagree upon. But his stance on the war in Iraq, I completely understand. His stance on how we can expect to have universal health care, a better educational system, and all that kind of stuff, when all the money is going overseas, that's one of those things that's like, it makes my head want to spin around and go, why aren't more people just backing this guy, jumping right on the gravy train and saying, maybe this guy doesn't seem to have the personality, or maybe there's something about him that isn't necessarily presidential with the, just the way he presents himself.
No, the reason he is in the position he's in is because he's telling the truth, and the Republican Party doesn't want him to tell the truth. They want him to get lost, and I think he has the capability of drawing from both sides, and I think what has happened to him is the same thing that's happened to Dennis Kucinich.
Oh, absolutely.
And I find it to be wrong. I mean, everybody ought to be included and involved in the discussion of where this country is going.
Well, I'm trying to think of where I had heard it from. I guess it was a John Stewart criticism. I was watching The Daily Show one day, and he was talking about the great presidents of the country and what made them stand out from others. And I think it may have been Abraham Lincoln that he was talking about, that surrounded himself by people that were of opposing political parties and opposing viewpoints, just for the sake of helping him to make a decision that truly represented the will of the country. And that's part of the reason why, as I'm looking around at the political spectrum here, I mean, hands down, I think Barack is the man. That's all there is to it. But at the same time, too, and I don't know whether or not this would happen, and part of me thinks that, if John Edwards gave Barack the endorsement, and Barack did, in fact, get the blessing of the Democratic Party, he was the candidate, that John Edwards would possibly run with him. But I honestly think that, if there was a cross-party line marriage right there of Ron Paul maybe being vice president and Barack Obama being president, oh, boy, we would see some positive changes. And I'll tell you what, America would be back on a track that is going to be something that we haven't seen for, man, a whole lot more years than I think I've even been alive.
Yeah, I think, you know what, you could be right. That could be a very, very formidable, situation. Jason, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Absolutely, brother. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, man. All right. Yeah, Ron Paul, listen, if Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, either one of them are smart, here's what they do. If they become elected president, they would reach out to the other side and bring people from the Republican Party in. Not make it all Democrats. Bring people from the Republican Party in and form an ad hoc coalition government so that we're all together in the task of trying to turn this country around. 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaking of turning things around, how's traffic turning there, John?
Well, it's not too horrible. Still slow eastbound I-70 due to an earlier wreck at Havana. Backups beginning there at I-270. I-25 southbound showing speeds in the 20s as you come out of North Glen and Thornton. You'll see it again further south at I-70 all the way down to Spear. I-225 southbound from Parker Road to I-25 is jammed, as is northbound from Parker to Iliff. And just off the highway there in Aurora, a two-vehicle accident on Mississippi and Blackhawk Street, which is just east of I-225. Other accidents to report, one on Lucent Boulevard at the C-470 overpass, another Leedsdale and Jersey Street in Denver, and in the foothills at Highway 8 in US 285. Today's forecast, partly cloudy with a high of 42. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning with more clouds for later in the day and a high of 37. Then on Super Bowl Sunday, partly cloudy and a high of 41. Right now it's 34 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the 2008 Lexus RX with 14 actively safe features, continuing the pursuit of perfection.
Do you have some film or digital pics you'd like developed? Right now at King Soopers, you can get 4x6 prints for just 10 cents each when you spend $25 and use your SuperCard. Get your prints made at King Soopers and save.
There's 47 million people in this country that can't afford to have their kid break their arm.
People know that's wrong.
Shipping our jobs overseas,
that's wrong.
They know the middle class is hurting. They know that's wrong.
They know that.
Turn to the left.
Randy Rhodes in the afternoon on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Taking care of business.
Why take a chance on submitting your tax returns late or wrong? Go to Office Depot for the products you need to help get your taxes done early. Prepare your taxes and maximize deductions with TurboTax Deluxe software on sale at Office Depot through February 9th for $32.99 after $7 mail-in savings. Plus now through February 16th, purchase any tax software and get over $800 in select software titles free after combined purchase or upgrade mail-in savings. Office Depot, taking care of business. Some mail-in savings are redeemed as a Visa prepaid debit card. See store for details.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone, and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Three cheers to the folks at Food from the Hood who are celebrating 15 years of business. Food from the Hood? Yes, Food from the Hood. It's a company entirely run by students. We handle the business aspect while producing our salad dressings straight from the garden. After LA felt the chaos from the riots back in 1994, students from the community decided they wanted to make a difference. They launched a company called Food from the Hood, which helps students afford to go to college. How? By producing and selling all natural salad dressings. Our products sit on the shelves of many major retail stores across the nation and online at Amazon.com. Each flavor, whether honey mustard or creamy Italian, are low in fat and all natural, so you have nothing to lose. Loyal customers have been buying our dressing and sending us to college for 15 years. So happy anniversary to Food from the Hood. Pick up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer and help us celebrate. Want more information? Visit us online at foodfromthehood.com. That's foodfromthehood.com. Or call our office at 323-759-7000.
I was friends with Hillary Clinton before we started this campaign. I will be friends with Hillary Clinton after this campaign is over.
chase Hillary wins. Don't lose Barack's number. Would you please?
We hear you're leaving. That's okay. I thought our little wild time had just begun. I guess you kind of scared yourself. You turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number.
Dad, Brock wins.
You don't want to call.
Hillary's number, 7:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today, 44. But I am gonna caucus for Barack Obama. All right, before I go to the phones here, J. Marvin along with you, let me read some emails at AM760.net. Some of these are pretty good. BJ says, is anyone as outraged as I am about Bush coming in yesterday and bringing rush hour traffic to a standstill for hours for a fundraiser for Bob Schieffer in Cherry Hills? I was stuck in that yesterday. Now, holding something in, like during rush hour, hey, Bob, Boob, and George W., wake up. There are those of us who have to drive home for and have to be out for a living. Someone ought to charge these people a stupidity tax for the amount of gas and pollution caused by this idiotic planning, and it was gross yesterday, if anybody got stuck in that. Here's Anna. I'd like to know who's responsible for scheduling Bush's visit to Denver yesterday, leaving town at rush hour and closing Bellevue and I-25 at that hour of the day. What idiocy. Tens of thousands of people inconvenienced so a privileged few could wine and dine. So typical Republicans. Arrogant, inconsiderate, and holier than thou. I certainly hope people remember this when they go to the polls in November. Jay, I have a question for you. Now that John Edwards has dropped out, I've moved completely in the Obama camp, I see, and obviously a lot of others do too. Something in him that I haven't seen for a long, long time. To me, he's like Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King rolled into one. Also, slightly off the subject, Hillary impressed me last night as well. Now to my question, do you fear for his safety? I do, and my wife is petrified that something's going to happen to him. Unfortunately, there's a lot of hatred in this country and blind stupidity. I keep having this image of Barack taking the oath of office. And it would be so wonderful. I just hope the Secret Service is really, really good and can protect him. What do you think? Mary has brought that up about him going into the South. I don't think that that's going to happen. Because I think he appeals across racial lines. And I think we've come a long way since back in those days. Here's David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. It's a great morning in America after last night.
Yeah, it's really. It's just a good reason to be positive.
Yeah, I was sitting there and, you know, Hillary was sharp. Barack was sharp. They were at the top of their game. To your point earlier about the right wing is going to go after them and is already working up their agendas and tactics and so on, I think, not to oversimplify, but I think they first have to call them on it, you know, point out the untruths. And here's the important part. Whoever's the candidate, okay, needs to reset the terms of the discussion. And the terms of the discussion that I respond to, and I think a lot of people will respond to, is a phrase that John Edwards used, and I heard Barack use it last night, with respect to the poor and to health care and to, you know, the disenfranchised, both in this country and around the planet. And that is, we have a moral responsibility to these people. We have a moral responsibility to deliver health care. We have a moral responsibility to get out of Iraq in a responsible way and do the things that need to be done over there to help the people that are in really bad shape.
I think it is a moral responsibility. You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see whoever the nominee is say to whoever the Republican nominee is, all right, let's agree right now. Let's agree right now. No attacks. Stick to the issues.
Yeah, call him on it in the very first debate with the very first question.
That's exactly right. Make the statement. No
right.
Personal attacks from you or anybody connected to you or anybody who's one of your sympathizers, and we won't do any personal attacks. And let's, for the first time in the history of America, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, whether it's John McCain or Mitt Romney, let's have an honest discussion about the issues that matter and not have the 527 nasty mud-throwing contests.
Yeah, because what I'm sick of, and I think a lot of the electorate is totally sick of, is this whole philosophy, whether it's warfare or economics or whatever the case, of the end justifies the means. And that's just an excuse for the power-hungry to keep on corrupting. And I think if Hillary or Barack or whoever's the nominee can reset the terms of the discussion, I think there's a potential here, a very magical potential actually this year, for not only a change in the political scene, but a fundamental sea change in the social consciousness of this country.
I agree. And we do need it, and I agree 100%. David, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Let's go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Elaine?
No, this is Russ.
Oh, it's not Elaine?
No, this is Russ.
Well, Elaine, your voice changed.
Funny, Jay. Funny.
All right, go ahead, man.
Hey, check it out, man. I just have a question, and I'll hang up and listen to what you got to say on the radio. Okay, I know Bill can't run for president again because of term limitations. Can Hillary pick him as a running mate for vice president?
No.
He can't? Okay. Well, I need to know.
No, can't do that also according to the law. Can't do that as well. So, but you got to know that if she gets elected, you got to know he's going to be there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll have a lot of influence. I can guarantee that.
Right. Exactly. So you got to, as Barack Obama says, you got to make a decision. You want to go to the past or you want to go into the future?
Well, and another comment I like to make, I like Hillary, but I like Obama better. And the reason I don't like Hillary, I'm a working man just like you are. And Hillary, to me, she seems like she's a Democrat, but she's got a Republican in her heart somewhere. You know what I mean? It's like she kind of leans towards corporate interest a lot. And I wish John would, Edwards would have stayed in. I really wish he would have.
Yeah, I wish he would have, too. And I understand what you're saying about Hillary, and I worry about exactly the same thing with her, too. I really do. But you know what? Listen, I give her credit, too, though. I give her credit for the performance that she put on last night because it was great.
Yeah. And I like Ron Paul's thoughts, too. But the only problem with Ron Paul, he's a Republican, and I just distrust Republicans. I just do,
Well, the best thing to do with anybody, take them as they come.
That's true.
All right, pal.
All right, thanks a lot, Jay. You have a good one.
You got it. Here's my old buddy, Bill Winter. Bill, where you been lately, man?
Hey, Jay Marvin, how are you, my brother?
Wait, what have you been up to?
Well, just working hard,
Yeah?
Paying the bills and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And calling for candidates, helping people get elected.
So what's your take on the whole thing?
Well, I've been with the Barack Obama campaign for quite a while. I've been going around speaking on his behalf, and I thought last night was fantastic. I think Barack brings us something we haven't seen in my lifetime anyway, which is somebody who really transcends politics and brings people on board that haven't been on board, and I'm just really excited by it.
Aren't you, though, kind of excited about the whole thing? I mean, the whole tone last night was so great. I mean, it was really positive, and they were discussing issues, and I don't know. It was just nice to see two people sit there, even though Wolf Blitzer of CNN tried to ratchet it up, and
right.
they just wouldn't buy it, man. They were just, it was like it speaks so well of both of them, I think.
Well, I've been saying that all along, is that you look and you watch all the debates we've had, and on their side, two nights ago or three nights ago, whenever they were on, they're arguing over who supports the Iraq war more, and I'm thinking, 70% of the people out here don't support the Iraq war. Where do you guys live? And then earlier this year, somebody asked these guys, do you believe in evolution? And I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me?
Yeah, really.
Meanwhile, you watch our debates, and we're talking about all the issues that are relevant to everybody's lives, everybody's everyday lives, health care and the Iraq war and all those other things. All the people that are on the Democratic side would have made good president. I thought John Edwards was fantastic, and so, I'll be fine with whoever we put in the White House.
All right, so if it's Hillary, would you back her? I mean, I'm going to.
Yeah, definitely. I would back Hillary if she's the nominee, but I do think we have a historic opportunity here to put somebody in the White House. It's not just competence we're looking for, although, good Lord, after the last 7 years, we'd like to have some competence, but it's leadership. It's the ability to bring us together and inspire us, and I really think there's a whole lot to this talk of Barack Obama being Kennedy-esque.
Yeah, I think there is. I think there is, too, and when I caucus next week, I'm definitely going to caucus for him. What about your political future, my man?
I'm just working right now, working for other people, and That's it. That's it for the time being. We'll see what happens down the road, but I got a great job. I love what I'm doing, and that's where I am. But, hey, we got a big rally tomorrow afternoon with Mark Udall and Ed Perlmutter.
Yeah, where's that going to be?
It's going to be at Mountain Ridge Middle School at 1 p.m. in Highlands Ranch. It's a big rally for Mark Udall, but the two different presidential campaigns are going to be there. Ed Perlmutter is going to speak, and I'm told that the Obama campaign has a special guest, a lot better looking than me.
All right, now, you got to tell us because, you know, people are going to call in here and they're going to go, wow, what did he just say? All right, when and where and what time?
1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, Saturday afternoon. Big, huge rally for Mark Udall. Both presidential campaigns will be there, and it's going to be at Mountain Ridge Middle School in Highlands Ranch.
All right, be there or be square, right?
That's right, my friend, that's right.
All right, always good to hear your voice, man. Call the program more often, would you?
Will do, will do. You take care, Jay.
All right, Bill, see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good guy, Bill Winter. Really a good guy. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The world's smartest man, David Sirota, doing here at 8 o'clock, and we'll take calls. We'll talk to him about his current, which is just great, read it, his current column in the Denver Post today, and then maybe we can get him to stick around and we can do some stuff. We can take some calls and hang out and discuss, and it's just a wonderful morning here this morning. 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk, John Turk.
Highways in the metro, pretty good shape. Just one earlier crash on eastbound I-70. Havana has you moving a little slowly there after the elevated. Still jammed in the southbound trip of out of North Glen and Thornton on I-25, rather. Also southbound 225 from Parker Road to Yosemite in the Denver Tech Center. Packed up. We do have reports of a two-car crash in Mississippi and Blackhawk, which is just east of I-225. More surface street accidents at Federal. And the West 8th Avenue bypass, another at Leedsdale in Jersey, and finally Peoria in 30th. And on US 285, sorry, Jay, I'm having a little troubles here. US 285 northbound down to one lane. A car smashed into the median there at the Indian Hills exit. Backups go about a mile and a half. That's as you're coming northbound on US 285. In the high country, US 6 over Loveland Pass closed due to adverse weather conditions. Chain laws in effect both directions of I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel and over Vail Pass. Today's forecast, look out for strong winds. It'll be mostly cloudy with highs in the 40s along the Front Range. Right now it's 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies, University College, offers master's degrees and undergraduate completion for work.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers.
itsmycarnow.com.
The selection is sick and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com.
And all life on Earth, the Tom Hartman Show. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of the Tom Martino referral list.
Why do so many restaurants advertise in the Valpak blue envelope? Because the people who value Valpak are very hungry for savings. From discounts on dining out, to coupons for car care, to half off on home improvement projects. There's something in it for you. Valpak and Valpak.com. If you're interested, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
TopDot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 6.59%.
Attention! The following is an important announcement for all homeowners whose credit and finances are being threatened by rising adjustable mortgage rates. Homeowners with less than perfect credit can now qualify for FHA-insured 30-year fixed rates as low as 5.875% from TopDot Mortgage. With an FHA loan from TopDot, your credit score can be completely ignored. I repeat, you can refinance your current adjustable mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate as low as 5.875%, regardless of your credit score. Lock into a low 30-year fixed rate today. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 1-800-400-8485. You'll hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 1-800-400-8485. 1-800-400-8485. 1-800-400-8485.
Our dollar, our economy, and our nation are in serious trouble. The dollar is falling. Gas and heating oil are at record highs. Our children and grandchildren's future is mortgaged to the tune of $200,000 each. Who saw it coming? Ron Paul. Who can lead us back to prosperity? Ron Paul.
Our nation is in serious trouble. It breaks my heart to see the foreclosures, jobs leaving our country, and tent cities on the edge of empty neighborhoods. For years, I've warned against the bad policies destroying our dollar and bankrupting our nation. Now, the crisis is here.
Ron Paul will stop the reckless spending that weakens our dollar and endangers Social Security and the future of our children and grandchildren. Ron Paul will free Americans to use their creativity to bring prosperity back to us again. Ron Paul will return this country to sound principles, to sound money, to the Constitution. Ron Paul has the answers.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ron Paul, 2008 PCC.
M.A. Meyer Construction in Centennial reminds parents, teachers, and friends, the worst thing to do about drug abuse among young people is nothing. Show them you care by getting involved. They need your love and support to succeed. Call 1-800-662-HELP. This community reminder is brought to you by M.A. Meyer Construction. They're doing their part to keep the community safe and drug-free. That's M.A. Meyer Construction in Centennial.
Past the hour. High today, 44, mostly sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk, J. Marvin and Lou in Wyoming. Lou, what's up? Lou once.
Still there?
I never went anywhere.
Oh. Yeah, I seen Hillary and then Barack on TV last night, and it was so great to just see two people sit down and be halfway civil, you know.
Yeah, we need more of that, I think.
These Republicans are just I can't even say the words.
Well, I think we should. I think that whoever gets the Democratic nomination should issue a challenge to whoever gets the Republican nomination that we're going to have a civil discussion with no name calling and no character attacks. And we shouldn't do it, and people who support us shouldn't do it. And let's see if we can, let's see if we can get on here and get an absolute dialogue about the facts for once. Instead of a bunch of campaign ad BS, that's what I think, Lou.
That's how it is. They gotta quit this name calling, and I think the Democrats, whether it's Hillary or Barack, will blow the competition out of the water.
Let's hope so, Lou. Thanks, man.
All right.
The world's smartest.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. I was pretty fed up doing things the old-fashioned way, waiting for an office to open, waiting for things in the mail.
But now, you don't have to.
That's right, because of Esurance.
Affirmative. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and compare it to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save hundreds at Esurance, and they save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly, online.
Quote by print, instantly at Esurance.
With saving on auto insurance that easy, it's no surprise that thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Until next time.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Save time and money when you get your quote at Esurance.com today.
trusted ID puts all the security measures in place to protect your identity. We're so confident that our system works, we're backed by a $1 million guarantee that your identity won't be stolen. That's right, a $1 million promise that your identity won't be stolen on our watch. Call 1-800-500-5883. It's a two-minute call that will protect your name. 1-800-500-5883. 1-800-500-5883.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani.
Lousy report.
A government report showing a drop of 17,000 payroll jobs in January. Gains in education, healthcare, and retailing were wiped out by cuts in home building and financial services that were hit hard by fallout from the mortgage debacle. Economist David Weiss suspects we're moving into a recession. Economist Julia Coronado isn't so sure.
It is saying that the economy has slowed. This isn't necessarily the kind of deterioration that we see when we're moving into a recession.
That can be a lot more painful.
In recessions, we can see job losses of 100,000, 200,000 a month. We can see the unemployment rate move up a full percentage point.
January unemployment fell a tenth of a point to 4.9%. Well, no American corporation has ever made more money. Exxon is reporting a record fourth quarter profit of $11 billion, a record profit for all of 2007 of $40.6 billion. Oil analyst John Kilduff.
They had a lot of help, obviously, with the record crude oil prices, $100 crude oil for a brief moment in time during the quarter.
Do you, Yahoo? Microsoft would like to. It's making an unsolicited $45 billion takeover bid for the company. By joining forces, they could challenge Google for search engine supremacy.
You're going to have two main search players. And it's hard to imagine Google giving up anytime soon. So it'll come down to the two big boys on the block. This could be like Coke and Pepsi.
KIRO business and technology reporter Jason Brooks. A problem for China's economy could become a problem for your economy. CBS's Celia Hatton in Beijing tells us why.
The container ships leaving the Chinese port of Tianjin are filled with consumer goods bound for stores in the U.S., items that are about to get a lot more expensive. Price hikes for energy and raw materials, coupled with rising wages, means that China's struggling with record inflation. Those costs are inevitably getting passed on to Americans, leading analysts to predict that many things stamped made in China, from sneakers to kids' toys, will soon ring in for up to 10% more at the cash register. Celia Hatton, CBS News, Beijing.
On the Weather Watch, snow, ice, and freezing rain are causing travel nightmares across the country. WBBM's Dave Berners is driving on Chicago's snow-covered freeways is flat-out dangerous.
I've seen probably two dozen spin-outs, people off to the side of the road, people who have either pulled over because they can't see or have slipped over to the side.
Schools are closed across the region. Flights canceled. Overseas, it was one of Iraq's worst terrorist attacks in months. A pair of suicide bombings in pet markets carried out by women killed 68 people.
The pet market is a place to hit if you want to inflict not just the highest number of casualties, but also if you really want to just instill fear in people. People bring their children there. They bring their families there.
Los Angeles Times reporter Tina Sussman. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are higher. The Dow Industrials ahead 77, NASDAQ up 15. This is CBS News.
So John's doctor told him it's time to get serious about his blood pressure. Eat a healthy diet, exercise regularly, which I've been telling him to do for years, and take a dietary supplement called Amil BP every day.
The naturally derived ingredient in Amil BP has been clinically shown to help maintain healthy blood pressure. Amil BP is safe and has no side effects.
And it's so easy, he's actually doing it.
Maintain healthy blood pressure with Amil BP. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and other retailers near you.
So, when do you think we can start drywalling?
Well, once we lay down these nagging paycheck calculations, we can put up those payroll deductions and start pouring the tax levies.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why so many businesses nationwide rely on QuickBooks Payroll to easily handle creating paychecks, calculating payroll deductions, and preparing tax filings, so you can get back to what you do best.
You are a contractor.
For over 10 years.
QuickBooks Payroll. Get back to business. Learn more at QuickBooks.com/payroll.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. We Coloradans get to hear from a third presidential campaign to pass through the state in as many days today when Mitt Romney comes to town. Former Massachusetts governor will hold a rally at Freeway Ford off I-25 this afternoon at 2 p.m. He follows Democrats Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, who campaigned in Denver on Tuesday. Congressman Mark Udall is urging Congress to spend $90 million to mitigate the bark beetle infestation here in Colorado.
We have to do everything we can to mitigate their impact and reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfire.
Udall pushing three bills in Congress to help create a market for renewable energy using biomass from all those dead trees. Beetle damage currently has spread to more than 1.5 million acres throughout the state. And a state commission on health care recommending everybody in Colorado be required to have medical insurance. And the state put more money into child health care and Medicaid. Nearly 800,000 Coloradans currently are uninsured. While commission members acknowledge their initiative could cost millions, they're leaving it to lawmakers to figure out how to pay for it. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Crews have cleaned up a crash on I-70 near Havana, so speeds are picking up there. It's going to be a slow one for a few eastbound routes like I-70 coming up on Federal, 6th Avenue, Sheridan to I-25. That's actually growing. Could stretch to Wadsworth and C-470 Lucent to University. Then again, you'll hit your brakes near Quebec. There's a crash on 285 that before Colorado 8 caused some problems in the foothills. And it looks like a lot of people are already heading up to the mountains. Loveland Pass closed, which means that the tunnel at the top of each hour is going to shut down so that snowplows can get through, so it's busy right now. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies, University College, offers master's degrees and undergraduate completion for working adults, online or evenings. Where you earn your degree does matter. Details at universitycollege.du.edu.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demand.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
I think that the right wing is bringing out their big guns.
We will do whatever is necessary.
Like every mean, nasty trick in the book.
Where do you stand? Do you stand with those people or do you stand with us?
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7 minutes after 8 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin pouring no punches at your Palace of Public Opinion. Mostly sunny, high today, 44. This man needs no introduction. But check his column out in the Denver Post today, Rocky Mountain Realities. What a great column. And we have him on as much as we possibly can. David Sirota. David, good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
The world's smartest man.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Now let's talk about this column a little bit.
We have to tell my wife that I'm the world's smartest man.
What, you want me to call up Emily and tell her?
Yeah, it would be helpful when we get into arguments. I can just be, look, you got to listen to me. I'm the world's smartest man.
That's right. You're the world's smartest man. your column this morning is just absolutely, absolutely great.
Thank you.
I've been saying it all morning. It's something that people here who have relatives back east, even in the Midwest, should cut that thing out and mail it to them and let them read it because what you're pointing out there about people's attitudes towards the West and about the idea that, well, there's nothing but a bunch of, I mean, it's a weird place. There's nothing but a bunch of aliens living there. They're all, you know, kind of cowboy hat, you know, cowboy boot, cracker type. I don't know. You describe it better.
Yeah, it's this image, and it's, you know, in some ways it's a good image, but it's the sort of pop culture image that this is this weird hinterland out here in the Intermountain West. And, you know, you see a lot of national political reporters and pundits have been writing about the West because the West is now, it's got about 44 electoral votes, and it's a swing region. And you still get, as you know, if you read a typical story in, you know, Time Magazine, New York Times about the West and its politics, you know, it's always like, this is such a weird place. And what's irritating about that, beyond the sort of condescension that comes with that, is the misunderstanding of where this part of the country is on lots of issues. Because, you know, all the candidates are talking about how do you win the West, and you hear a lot of these stereotypes of the West about what people are like out here. Like, so for instance, you know, last year or 2 years ago, during the 2006 end of the 2006 election campaign, New York Senator Chuck Schumer said, you know, I don't want to reform or eliminate the Patriot Act because that would be bad for my Democrats in red states. And he was, I think he was, you know, there were a lot of races out here in the West. And, you know, it sort of played into this stereotype that people out here are in lockstep with
right-wing
national security policies. When, in fact, just as an example, the Colorado, Idaho, and Montana legislatures overwhelmingly passed bipartisan bills condemning the Patriot Act. And a couple of those states are actually now trying to not comply with the Real ID Act, you know, the National ID Card Act. You know, it's a libertarian. There's a libertarian.
There's a streak of individualist freedom that runs through this area, and always has.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, on the flip side, as I point out, you know, that libertarianism only goes so far. You know, we've heard a lot about how the West is this anti-tax, anti-government kind of place. And sure, there's pockets of that. But in the column, I point out that actually there's a lot of folks out here who don't want the government to leave us alone. They want the government to leave us alone a lot less. Specifically, three-quarters of people who live in this region are telling the General Social Survey, which is the big, most respected academic survey, that they think the government spends too little on domestic priorities. That's why you have lots of incumbents, Republicans and Democrats, when they run for re-election, promising to bring home, you know, more money, more government money. Similarly, you've got Arizona, Montana, a couple other states here in Nevada passing ballot resolutions mandating a raise in the minimum wage. Now, that's a government mandate. Government mandates higher wages. You know, and then I finally top it off by saying, you know, even the political myths are everywhere. I've heard a couple lately about how, you know, Bill Clinton won 4 states in the West, and that means that this region, it likes its Democrats more, quote-unquote, moderate. Now, you know, Clintonism was sort of a triangulating, in many ways, on economic issues, not so great on economic issues, NAFTA, welfare reform, et cetera, et cetera. Except everyone seems to forget that there was a guy named Ross Perot who won 1.5 million votes in these 8 states, came in the second in a couple of these states, took most of those votes right out of George H.W. Bush's hide. So, sure, Clinton won a couple states, but it wasn't necessarily because of Clintonism. It was because of Ross Perot. And one thing that was really interesting, when I went back and looked at some of the numbers, this is really fascinating. Clinton actually won less votes, total votes, in many of these states than John Kerry won. So Clinton won less votes in 1992 in many of these states, and won the states because of Ross Perot, and John Kerry won more votes but lost.
Yeah, that is interesting. 8:12, 12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, the world's smartest man, David Sirota, who wrote, of course, Hostile Takeover, How to Big Money Corruption and how We Take our Country Back. And then you've got a brand new book coming out.
The Uprising.
Yeah, which will be out shortly. I love the beginning of the column where you talk about you tell your friends on the East Coast that you're moving to Wyoming. And they say, what do you mean you're moving to Wyoming? What the hell are you doing?
No, Montana.
Oh, Montana.
Montana,
I'm sorry. Right. Montana.
Yeah. They said, one of them said, this person was sort of joking. He said, isn't that near Nebraska?
Yeah.
And I said, well, yeah, relative to Washington, D.C., I guess it's near Nebraska. You know, that's the other thing. People forget distances out here, man. I remember when I moved out to Montana, Governor Schweitzer told me that from one end of Montana to the other is from New York to Chicago.
He's right.
It's true. And it's just, you know, when I told people in all seriousness when I was moving out here, they really, folks back east, they were sort of like, that's kind of crazy. That's kind of weird.
Right.
You know? And, you know, I actually, having lived here now in this region for 4 years, I think the people who are on the East Coast are crazy. Why would you live in a place that's not as beautiful as this, has got more sort of traffic problems and pollution problems? You know, we got our share of problems out here, but I go back east, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, I got the same reaction, too. You're going where? Why would you go there?
Right, but I was just in New York City. It killed me. I was in New York City, me and my wife had just moved to Denver, and I said, "Oh, we're living in Denver." And this friend of mine said, "I said, would you ever move out there?" And she said, "Well, it's a nice city, but I never moved there. You know, it's kind of a B-list city." And I was like, "What?" And my wife, she's great. My wife is from Indiana, and she said to me, "You know, every time, you know, you're only getting used to this now, because I grew up on the East Coast." You know, she's like, I lived in Indiana. Whenever I told anybody outside of Indiana I lived in Indiana, they were like, where is that? You're crazy.
Well, we used to sit on the air in Chicago and make terrible fun of Indiana. Where was she from in Indiana?
Lafayette.
Yeah, there's a term we used to use. I don't know if I can use this on the air about Indiana. I don't know if I get in trouble or not. Should I turn my mic off and tell you what it is and get the okay? We used to sit there and just, you know, beat the crap out of Indiana continuously.
Yeah, well, you know what? Having lived in Montana, I learned that not only is it not all that nice, but it's also kind of myopic in its own way, right? I mean, we think it's like, you know, sort of quaint to live in a place like Indiana, Montana, Wyoming. But having lived there, I think it's kind of silly in many ways that more people are spending high rent to live back east. You know, D.C. was the one that drove me crazy, right? This is a city that's not very beautiful. It's got huge traffic problems. You know, you're talking about, you know, you got to spend, when I was living there, you got to spend $500,000 to get a, you know, if you want to get a two-bedroom apartment. You know, it's like, screw that. I'm out of there. When I got out of there, it was like a weight off my shoulders. And again, I think the most important point as it relates to February 5th is that a lot of that condescending attitude and these stereotypes about this region are bleeding into our politics and how this region is framed. And it's important because this region is going to get more and more prominent as the general election comes on us, because it really is one of the only swing regions. You know, the Democrats are shut out of the South. The Republicans are basically shut out of the Northeast. You've got 44 electoral votes in these 8 states, which is more than Ohio and Pennsylvania, two of the big swing states that the presidential race has always focused on, more than those two states combined out here. So this region, people better, you know, buckle their seatbelts. There's going to be a lot of coverage of this region, of the politics in this region, which I think is a good thing, but I don't think it's a great thing if these sort of stereotypes and this misanalysis of this area continues to happen. You know, I mean, one other example, you know, you listen to congressional debates, you'd think that oil and gas are the most important resources out here.
That's the only thing that dominates everything. Yeah. You're right.
But most people out here, lots of people, think the most precious resources out here is water.
Yeah.
And open space. I mean, water in particular. I mean, I was just down in Trinidad for that oil and gas commission meeting, and you know, people are real worried about you know, what is the what is energy development going to do to water supplies? Because, you know, when you drill down, sometimes you got to pump the water out. Sometimes you pump saline water into streams. I mean, without water, you can have as much oil and gas as you want. If you don't have water, you can't survive.
Yeah, exactly. And people here, too, a lot of people who move here, too, they just worship the outdoors. I mean, that's what this area is to them. But you're right. If you're sitting in Massachusetts or you're sitting in... you know, anywhere else like Georgia or, I mean, any place. Yeah, that's usually the thing that people, well, there's a lot of natural resources out there, and why don't they drill more and blah, 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 and it's all oil and gas. You're right about that, and this state's much more complex, and there's much more going on.
Much more, and you know, I just had an interview with a guy from Headwaters Economics. They study the economics in this area, and what's interesting is that, yes, the oil and gas industry is, I think, $23-24 billion a year in Colorado as part of the economy. It is, what's little talked about is that it is dwarfed by the service economy.
Yes.
But tourism, services.
That's right.
I mean, that the service economy is where the economy is out here. And by service, you know, we're not only talking, you know, that only a portion of that is sort of the is sort of low wage services. I mean, we're talking about high tech. We're talking about tourism. We're talking about all sorts of stuff that's booming and that's good for the economy, as long as it's obviously it's controlled. But the point is that there's going to be a lot of talk. There's a lot of talk right now. There's going to be a lot of talk about how huge the oil and gas industry, how important it is to the economy out here. Certainly it is important, but just remember, you know, you're going to hear folks out there are going to see a lot of newspaper reports and all the TV reports locally about how important this this industry is, because the Oil and Gas Commission is going to be making new rules. But remember, you know, that industry is dwarfed by industries that I would say in many ways are very much connected to making sure this place's beauty and this place's open spaces are preserved.
Boy, 8:19 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with the world's smartest man, David Sirota. And we'll check traffic, come back. If you want to talk to David and myself, 303-713-7600. Maybe we'll ask David why it is that he moved to Montana. We'll ask him how he ended up getting out here in the first place, and we'll take your calls, too. It's 8:20 minutes after 8. Let's do some traffic now with John Turk. John.
Thank you, Jay. In pretty decent shape this Friday morning. We're seeing lighter traffic than normal, but a few slow spots to look out for. First, I-225 southbound between Parker Road and the DTC. I-270 from I-76 to Vasquez showing speeds in the 20s and 30s. Also a little sluggish eastbound 6th Avenue starting at Sheridan and on the turnpike as you travel east from Federal to I-25. You want to be cautious? Northbound US 285 after a car slammed into the median wall at the Indian Hills exit off the highways. An accident on Colorado Boulevard and 8th Avenue involving two vehicles. Today's forecast: look out for strong winds. It will be melt.
Yo, it's my car now.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's my car now.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers.
It's my car now.com.
The selection is sick and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for?
It's my car now.com.
This song is about to miss it in the key of fabulous. Roll up the red carpet, it's the big award show. I'm on in this and entertain it because I gotta know what she was wearing, what she had lifted, which girls are blooming and which has drifted, and which a Nile from rehab escaped into a shirty daddy laser domain. And who's adopting kids? Her patient's foreign. Whose movie's a hit and whose is boring? I wanna be where the flashbulbs are going. I wanna be where the champagne's flowing. So I indulge my celebrity derangement with a daily dose of MSN entertainment.
We don't know if we can do it on you. That's number one. And number two, there's nothing to it. I had it done. And you wouldn't believe how well it works. We can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye. And we've been doing safe and affordable procedures for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, since 1999. And financing is available. So I said, okay. And he said, hey, we got the latest technology, too, interlaced and bladeless LASIK. So I said, okay. So I went down there. I got examined. That part didn't cost me a dime. And they said, you know what? Listen, you're a good candidate for this. So I figured, okay, let's go for it. And I had it done. And it's one of the best things I ever did. All I can do is urge you to call and find out if you're a candidate for this. And I don't care how eye shy you are. These are the folks to go to. Icon LASIK. Call them at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. It'll be one of the best moves you'll ever, ever, ever make.
Here's good advice from LendingTree.com. In a competitive real estate market, your offer to purchase a home should contain as few conditions as possible. A pre-approval letter from your lender tells the seller you're ready and able to commit. LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Thinking about refinancing? Think LendingTree. With up to 4 competitive offers in minutes, LendingTree is the perfect place to start. And since our lenders have rates that beat the national average, it's kind of a no-brainer. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
We are live at the Conway Living Room for Phil and April's football party.
And what a party it is, Jim.
It's the coaching. You've really got to give Sam's Club credit. From the HDTV to the dip, they made sure the Conways were ready to go.
April's coming in with a veggie tray. Uh-oh, they're blitzing the carrot sticks.
Oh, me, oh, my. Phil Burson with some mini weenies. Holy little smoky. Come to Sam's Club where you'll find great values on everything you need for your football party. Sam's Club. Enjoy the possibilities. Join today to avoid a 10% service fee that applies to non-member purchases.
Hi, this is Rick with RadioVote.com. We need your opinion and your help. RadioVote.com is conducting a survey of people's favorite radio stations. We're asking that you register for a quick survey and give you the opportunity to get $1,000 for the trouble. We all know Denver radio could be better, but without feedback, radio stations are working in the dark. Help Denver radio and take a shot at $1,000 while you're at it. Yes, you can make a difference. RadioVote.com. It only takes about 2 minutes. RadioVote.com. Thanks.
Clap your hand. 25 minutes after 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, the world's smartest man, David Sirota. That's the sunny high today, 44. Baby boomers in the Woodstock generation. How bad do we suck? We dominate everything, don't we?
You really do.
And it blows. We
What's in your CD player right now, Dave?
What's that?
What's in your CD player right now?
Oh, boy. I've been listening to Zeppelin talking about the baby boomers. I know. I listen to Zeppelin.
Well, hopefully they come and tour here this year.
Yeah, that would be cool. That'd be cool.
I've been listening to a lot of Cat Power again. I'm back. You know, Turk can't see this. I'm back again into Sean Marshall. John hates her.
I don't hate her.
Yes, you do.
Never said that. I don't know her.
Yes, you do. Well, you know what I'm saying. You don't like her because, like, I don't want to play this on the air. I can't stand it.
I never said that.
Good article on her in this week's Rolling Stone.
I don't know her.
She's got, like, a lot of problems, but she's a brilliant songwriter. So how in the world did you end up going from Washington, D.C. to Montana?
I met Brian Schweitzer when he came there for a fundraiser back in 1999. He was this nobody rancher, never run for office before. I met him, became good friends with him. I was working for Bernie Sanders at the time. We were doing bus trips to Canada from Vermont to help people get cheaper prescription drugs. And I was talking to Schweitzer, and I said, you know, you guys should think about doing this. You got a big border up there. He said, yeah, I've been thinking about it. How do you, you know, what do you have to do? And, you know, I sort of told him, you know, it's not, you know, there's a lot of logistics to it. So I told him what he had to do. And it became the centerpiece of his campaign for Senate in 2000. He lost by 2 or 3 points out of nowhere in a Republican state. It was crazy. And I ended up going out to the campaign. And then 4 years later, he ran for governor and I went out there and he won. And after he won, he, you know, asked my wife to work for him, helping do a lot of the federal relations. You know, help us get money, bring back money to Montana. We moved to Helena. My parents and most of my friends on the East Coast really were like, "Come on, you're kidding. You're not moving to Helena." I was like, "Yeah, we're moving to Helena." I have to tell you, I love Denver. I really do, except for the drivers. I do miss Helena. Helena, Montana is a really, really great place.
Too cold.
It's cold.
Too cold. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's take some calls. Here's Van in Boulder. Van, you're on with Jay and Dave. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, by the way, Dave, you've been a pioneer in terms of trying to bring together some of those coalitions for the outdoor spaces that, you know, have helped Schweitzer and Tester, you know, really make a lot of progress in Montana. And, you know, we've made a lot of progress at the State House here in Colorado using a lot of the same formula. And the reason I'm calling is that there's actually, you know, an inch-by-inch, foot-by-foot fight happening at the state capitol right now that ties into exactly what you're talking about. You know, we've got, I don't know if you're familiar with the bill HB08 1069. It's the off-highway vehicle bill.
Yep.
That just got passed second reading in the House. And what that would do is that would give, Colorado post-certified officers, police officers, DOW officers, the right to enforce the law concerning closures on public roads. And, an amazing coalition was brought together, and I think it was modeled a lot like what you talked about up in Montana, where we had literally the off-road highway vehicle coalition. We had Ducks Unlimited. We had, the Colorado Outdoors, the Colorado Mountain Club, which is a climbing club. Everybody was involved. And, it's a good bill, and it looks like it's on its way. And the interesting thing is that the kind of the classic oil, gas, exploitation interests are still trying to mess with it. So, last week there was a sportsman's caucus at the Capitol, and this fella, Representative McNulty, a Republican out of, down south in, huge development, Highlands Ranch, was trying to mess with it. He's not even an outdoorsman. And he was, trying to mess it up with a poison pill amendment. And then we've got this other bill coming next week, the habitat stamp program that got passed here last year.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah, it's really good. It's good to see that those coalitions are happening. I should say they're happening all over the place. I was up in Boise.
I think, David, you ought to check out what's happening next week in the Ag Committee on Wednesday at 1:30 p.m., because there's a real interesting, couple of things on both, canned hunts as well as on the habitat stamp happening. And then the fourth Thursday every month at the Capitol at noon during session is the Sportsman's Caucus. And I think it ties into what you're doing because we got to get involved. Otherwise, these guys, you ruin it once. It takes 100 years to come back.
Yeah. Well, that's a good tip. I want to try to get to some of that. I'm reporting a story for the New York Times Magazine about some of this stuff.
Yeah, and also Charlie Myers over at the Denver Post. He's been beating the drum hard on this stuff. He's got a couple of articles. We need to get a Parks and Wildlife Department instead of having the Ag Committee controlling everything. And I got to tell you, AM 760 listeners. The sportsmen are showing up in numbers and in force, and we're not seeing the Sierra Clubs and all those folks coming and helping us out with these outdoor issues.
So, yeah, the outdoor community, sportsman community is getting more and more hip to this, too. It's going on all over the country, right, David?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was just up in Boise, and they've got, a similar coalition. And I think it's really important that, the politically, sportsmen cut into some traditionally conservative demographics, and the fact that conservative, ideologically conservative demographic is now working in many ways with conservationists, I think really is one of the untold stories of good stories,
right,
of politics in the Bush years. I think one thing that's really fascinating is that as the Bush administration thought that its policies, its drilling policies, its energy policies, its poor environmental policies were this big coup for the Republican Party because it would help them raise lots of money from energy interests, timber interests, et cetera, and it certainly has helped them raise a lot of money for that. But it's also helped forge this new coalition, which is changing politics here on the ground in places that were used to be Republican strongholds. So this, essentially, this thing that was this set of policies that was supposed to be this wonderful political decision has actually created substantial problems for Republicans in local races, and I think that's going to bleed into, frankly, into this Senate race here in Colorado.
Yeah.
You got a conservationist, somebody aligned with conservation in Mark Udall, and you've got basically a guy who works for the oil industry on the other side.
Yeah,
of
he's
that.
Yeah.
Guys, just a real quick comment. Anybody that really looks at Udall too, you look at his issues page. He has the strongest statement of any person, Republican or Democrat, on both Second Amendment rights, habitat, and environment. And, and when you take those three things and you look at how he has framed his position and what he's actually done as the congressperson for CD2, and then you look at that and compare it to the rest of the Republicans in the Colorado delegation, he's stronger on all of those issues. And I think the Democrats that recognize that you can be strong, you can be forceful on those issues, can really dominate. People that really look at it, it's like, wow, he's got that on his issues page?
Right. Well, you just got to get people to go to that issue page to check it out. Van, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Later.
Thank you for the call. All right. We'll continue here. 8:33, 33 minutes after the hour. Jay Marvin, along with the world's smartest man, David Sirota. And right now, traffic with John Turk.
Things still looking relatively good here in the metro on the freeways. You will have your normal slow spots, but accidents seem to be staying off on the surface streets, rather. We have a two-vehicle crash on Colorado and 8th, one at Colfax and Moline Street in Aurora, an injury accident at 58th and Washington. In the hills, quite a different story with snow and wind. Have an overturned vehicle on westbound I-70 at US 40, and that has the right side of the highway blocked off. On US 285, a car smashed into the median. That's at the Indian Hills exit. Backups go about a mile and a half there. US 6 over Loveland Pass closed due to adverse weather conditions. Chain laws in effect both directions of I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel and over Vail Pass. Today's forecast, partly cloudy with a high of 42. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning with more clouds later in the day and a high of 37. On Super Bowl Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 41. Right now, it's 35 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies, University College, offers master's degrees and undergraduate completion for work.
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra invites you to the February 2nd Classical Mystery Tour, a tribute to the Beatles concert at Mackey Auditorium, 7:30 p.m. Experience the sounds of the original orchestral parts that the Beatles and their producer George Martin used in the actual studio recordings. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org. Tickets are 20% off for children and students with ID, and $10 to $75 for adults.
Discover the incredible selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
This Valentine's Day, Jared has an unparalleled selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry, including 14 and 18 karat white and yellow gold. The collection is priced from under $200 to $3,500, so no matter what style of Journey Diamond Jewelry she wants, you're sure to find it at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
My identity was stolen.
I'm the one who stole it.
Imagine someone using your identity to open credit cards, take out loans, wipe out your bank accounts, and cause damage to your credit that could take hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars to repair. Identity theft happens every 4 seconds. Don't let another minute go by before you get Trusted ID. It's a two-minute call that will protect your name. Call 1-800-500-5883. As featured in the Wall Street Journal, Time, and Newsweek, Trusted ID puts all the security measures in place to protect your identity. We're so confident that our system works, we're backed by a $1 million guarantee that your identity won't be stolen. That's right, a $1 million promise that your identity won't be stolen on our watch. Call 1-800-500-5883. It's a two-minute call that will protect your name. 1-800-500-5883. 1-800-500-5883.
Flying from Denver to San Diego? Southwest Airlines can get you to San Diego nonstop starting April 4th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Are you into high-performance cars and trucks? Then check out the Gearhead Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 with Don Cypher and John Rush on AM 760. If you want the latest high-performance news and information, then don't miss the Gearheads. Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on AM 760.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Don't let your message get lost in the crowd. Only at Office Depot will Xerox certified print specialists bring the proven power of color to your message in presentations, brochures, business cards, flyers, and more. Now save 20% on color print jobs and all finishing services, including binding, laminating, and stapling. Mention this ad in store to get discount. Office Depot, taking care of business. Available in store only, valid for copies up to size 11 by 17 inches. Offer is not combinable with any other offer. Limit one offer per customer or business. Expires February 23rd.
After the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, going to be 42. I'm sorry, 44. I keep messing that up. Jay Marvin, along with the world's smartest man, David Sirota. Oh, John says he's got 42 and I've got 44. Okay, who's right?
Who's going to be closer? Another lunch? I got to cover myself for that Super Bowl bet I made earlier.
Which I made out of total ignorance because I don't follow football. But I went, oh, you know what? I'll just be the dissenting voice and take the Pats.
You made a good bet, Jay.
What about you? Are you into football?
No, not at all.
No.
I the Eagles broke my heart too many times when I lived in Philadelphia. Stopped.
I still have the 24-hour Rolex Daytona DVR'd at home.
Nice.
So I'm going to watch back this weekend to see the stuff that I missed.
I'm coming out of season one of The Wire right now. That's what I'm obsessed with.
Are you The Wire? I've
been renting it, yeah. Yeah, it's an incredible show.
Isn't Steve Earle on that show? Doesn't he have a part on that, Steve Earle?
I haven't seen him yet. I don't think so.
Yeah, he's in there somewhere. I just don't know what. Where in that he's in.
I might be thinking someone different. Who's Steve Earle again?
He's like a progressive country artist.
Oh, really?
Very political.
He might come in later seasons. I don't think I've seen him in the first season.
So is that what you guys are doing, sitting home watching The Wire every night, or is it just on the weekends?
It's basically just on the weekends. Yeah.
Yeah. I can understand that. I mean, I've got auto racing just stacked up at home.
And it's been cold. You know, every time you go out, you gotta put on gloves and stuff. And sit home and watch The Wire.
We're a couple of real active guys, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. Okay, let's get back to the phones here, and we'll go to Tom in Golden. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
Hey, good.
Good.
Fantastic. Well, it's funny listening about the West here. I'm a Jeffco native, and, what might happen is unprecedented here. Ed Perlmutter, who you know and love, may run unopposed.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that.
Which would be wonderful.
I mean, from a county that when I was a kid was crimson red to see an Ed Perlmutter run unopposed potentially. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I just saw him at a gathering of a labor meeting, and he's just great.
He's fantastic.
You know what he is though? He's in a lot of ways, on a basic grassroots level, like on a congressional home-like level, he's really bipartisan.
Yeah.
He does these government in the grocery stores. Yep. If you've never been to one of these are worth watching. Because I don't know of any other congressman who does this. And he'll sit there, with a notebook for 4 hours, or however long it takes, and he'll listen to Democrats, he'll listen to Republicans, he'll listen to independents. He writes all that stuff down. And then he tries to act on the stuff that he can act on, and it doesn't make any difference what your political affiliation is. He doesn't care. He's totally and completely focused on doing the right thing and being a good representative for his congressional district.
Yeah, when I first met him, I, usually having worked on Capitol Hill, used to most of the many of the freshmen, are a little bit nervous, a little bit not sure of themselves, don't want to take positions, because they just got there. Perlmutter, struck me as just a straight shooting guy, really, just wants to do the right thing, is like the kind of congressperson that you want,
We've got our own little Barack Obama here. I mean, he supported Obama. I'm a precinct captain for Obama. This is a fan. Every day I get more excited about what's happening here. I got to go to that rally and shake his hand. And my kids were on the other side of the barriers, a precinct captain. We got to sit behind him. And my kids got to shake Caroline Kennedy's hand. It was probably an emotional moment. It still gets me teary thinking about what that girl went through, what she stands for, someone who is not political really at all.
No, she's not.
She's got no dog in this hunt. And here she is doing something she's clearly not comfortable doing, campaigning for Barack Obama. Fantastic and powerful.
So, yeah, I think so. I think that was kind of a defining moment in some ways that she would come out because she's kept quiet all these years.
Sure, yeah, she's never even campaigned for a relative, So, wow. When Brock came out, there was this little 8-year-old girl at the rally that just started crying uncontrollably. He stopped, went to her. He spent 1 minute hugging and consoling this girl till she calmed down. He does the little things, and Ed Perlmutter's talked about that. He's a transformational leader and really excited to watch him, watch his phoenix rise here.
It's going to be close here.
I don't know. I mean, it could be. I mean, on the ground here, Obama's gaining huge momentum. I'm calling neighbors and people that were on the fence are...
Well, you and I once argued about this, but I'm going next Tuesday to caucus for him.
That's fantastic. I got a dream ticket against John McCain there. Chris Dodd, perfect antidote for all the experience crap. Foreign policy experience.
I don't trust Chris Dodd.
Oh, he's the one that filibustered, man. He's, I don't know what David said.
Yeah, but that might be his one great moment. But isn't he also the one that acquiesced to, who's the Supreme Court judge?
Roberts?
He and Biden laid down to Alito, too.
Yeah, I think Obama needs to, I think he needs to take a, somebody with some executive experience. I mean, I say that not just politically. I say that actually substantively.
Like name a couple names.
You know, I think he needs a governor. I mean, you know, you got Ted Strickland in Ohio. You know, there's good governors all over the place. I mean, the thing it's not a political concern for Barack Obama, because I don't think it matters politically in terms of him getting elected. Mm-hmm. Substantively, what I do really worry about is this guy has run a Senate office, which is about 40 people, okay? And running a government is an unbelievable challenge. And I can say that having worked for a guy, Brian Schweitzer, who had to run Montana's government, having only run a small business. And it was just, I mean, he's done well. Schweitzer's done well, but it is just an unbelievable challenge. And, you know, that was Montana's government, right? The United States government is so huge that I really do hope, I shouldn't say I hope he picks a governor, because there are good senators out there. But I think that substantively, I think that's something that I hope he considers.
I just think it'd be cool to have a ticket to really stick it to the right Obama and Dodd. The ticket would be a nice Muslim-sounding name, Obama Dodd.
You know? don't think that they wouldn't try to make something out of that, too.
Well, I mean, let them try, because I'm ready for John McCain. I thought Barack Obama showed that he's ready for John McCain. The Straight Talk Express has lost a couple of wheels recently, you know.
How about Obama Ritter?
Well, sure. I mean, I don't know if he's a known quantity enough, but I think he needs the experience thing. I think that vice president's kind of got to be that gruff guy that can go up against.
Well, that's Bill Ritter.
Well, I see you kind of need a like a junkyard dog a little bit.
Hey, but Bill Ritter can get down there and fight with the best of them. I mean, listen, look what he look at his campaign, look what he did to
That's true.
To Beaupre. He just okay, you want to punch me? Fine, I'll punch back twice harder.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
first
true.
Things first, we got to get him nominated here, and I think the Hillary people have to stop. You know, Democrats united last night, but we really have to look hard at what will unite the Republican Party. And I fear that her nomination will really get them.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Why,
sure.
David, why do you think the right hates Hillary Clinton
I've been listening to this debate over the last couple of days on the show. You know, I think the right hates her because I think it does have to do a lot with her being a woman who was seen as not being in her place, or people's. That I'm not saying I believe that. I'm saying that people saw her as first lady not being in the place where they were used to seeing first ladies.
I'm not a stand-by-your-man kind of woman.
Exactly.
Well, she does that secret healthcare meeting, and they make the stupid mistake of foisting it on the public through her. So if people didn't like her before, they really hated her then. That was one of the dumbest political moves they made, and pretty well ended their political
But what I'm saying is that the reason they don't like it is, I think, was because they were used to first ladies not taking that kind of role. And so a woman taking such an assertive role in general can be, unfortunately, in this country, in our politics, is still unfortunately.
All the more reason they really should have thought that through and not done it that way. That was silly. In retrospect, but
then you're saying that the government or the people in politics should play into a stereotype that I think is not fair.
Well, just having something in secret and then coming out with Hillary
that's a separate issue. Having it be in secret was a separate issue from having her be lead the charge. What I'm saying is that it had nothing to do with. I think people started really not liking her not because it was held in secret, but because she. There was an assertive woman who was leading something that was very, very important. Additionally, she was the first lady, and people are used to first ladies.
They want a first lady like Laura Bush or like Lyndon, like Lady Bird Johnson, whose deal was beautify America, and she flew around all over the country and planted plants. And here you've got this woman who's the first lady, and she's talking policy and. But there's some.
No, but there's another thing, though. I mean,
there's something else. There's got to be something else in there.
I think on top of it is that I really think people can't stand the feeling of politicians in general and Hillary Clinton in specific of, well, you know, of parsing. Everything that comes out of her mouth
triangulating
sounds like triangulating, parsing. You can see the wheels turning, right? And what I'm saying, I mean, even to the point where somebody made a really, somebody recently told me something, they said it really, really well. They said, you know, Obama, probably because he hasn't been in the Senate very long, still talks like a human. When you see it out there, he talks like a human. Hillary Clinton talks
like a politician,
like a senator. You like if you sat down and had a conversation with her and she spoke the way she spoke on stage, you'd be like, you know, she's like my distinguished colleague, the chair, you know, he's my chairman, and you're like, people want to just be talked to straight. That's why, frankly, people like John McCain. They get the sense that at least he's talking to them as a regular person.
Obama's just been doing this stuff all his life, and I think character is the number one thing that separates Obama and Clinton. And let's not forget this Billary issue, too. I mean, that's still murky. And all I know from my point of view of people in my neighborhood that I've been calling, there's a big late break for Obama. And I feel that around the country. And it's exciting because I think he is the number one figure that can change this country, heal this world. And so I'm pretty excited to be part of it.
I got to go do traffic here, but the only question I have about him is, and this is a question I keep asking on the air about everybody, how do you play nice with people who don't want to play nice? I mean, is he able to deal with that when you know damn well they're going to get nasty and they're going to get crappy?
I don't think it'll be much McCain's headquarters. It's the 527s, let's face it. That's going to be the nasty.
I mean, but, you know, there will be some kind of swift boat effort against Obama. Can he handle it?
Yeah, he did the swift boat pretty good against the Clintons guy. I mean, he gave him a little swift kick there, you know,
what they did, though, is nothing compared to what he's going to get. All right. All right, Tom, hang in there, brother.
Sure.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Okay. 8:50. 50
you,
minutes. What, John?
My bad. Open mic.
What did you just say, John?
I said, love you, Brenda.
Oh, I
hope your wife. The editor for the, the newsroom right now.
The world's largest gland slip.
Well, she just came in making sure everything's okay.
I hope your wife's not listening.
Oh, Stacy knows I love Brenda, but I love Stacy more.
There you go.
In a different way. In a news kind of way.
A news kind of way.
A news professional business.
Describe what that means to us.
Well, she provides us with some pretty good news and tips and stories and guests. So I love her.
Love you, man.
Thank you.
It's like going to the company Christmas party. I love you, man. I love you.
I've never really dealt with that. I know you always bring that up, but I've never really dealt with that.
Well, because I've been in the business longer than you have. I mean, listen, man. You know you're a pro, and you know you're an old head in this business when you go to the company Christmas party and one of the air personalities throws up on the general manager's shoes. Then you know you've been there. All right, what's up with traffic?
Well, Jay, still a mellow Friday commute, starting to recover. Southbound I-25, southbound I-225, and eastbound Turnpike, all looking good right now. I-270 still sluggish from before I-76 all the way to Vasquez. We are showing an accident involving a pedestrian at eastbound 6th Avenue and Broadway. Also have a crash in Aurora, northbound Peoria Street at I-70, and another in West Denver at Yale and Monaco. In the high country, an overturned vehicle on westbound I-70 just east of Idaho Springs. This one blocking the right-hand side of the highway. Also, US 6 over Loveland Pass closed due to adverse weather conditions. Chain laws in effect both directions of I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel and over Vail Pass. Today's forecast, look out for strong winds. It'll be mostly cloudy, high in the mid-40s along the Front Range. Currently it's 37 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies, University College, offers master's degrees and undergraduate completion for work.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers.
itsmycarnow.com.
The selection is sick. And with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for?
itsmycarnow.com.
That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
TopDot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 6.59%.
Attention! The following is an important announcement for all homeowners whose credit and finances are being threatened by rising adjustable mortgage rates.
Homeowners with less than perfect credit can now qualify for FHA-insured 30-year fixed rates as low as 5.875% from TopDot Mortgage. With an FHA loan from TopDot, your credit score can be completely ignored. I repeat, you can refinance your current adjustable mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate as low as 5.875%, regardless of your credit score. Lock into a low 30-year fixed rate today. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 1-800-700-6659. You'll hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 1-800-700-6659. 1-800-700-6659. 1-800-700-6659.
8:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And David Sirota just told me he's off to Akron, Ohio. I'm off to Rockies this afternoon. Maybe I'll bump into you. They're getting all kinds of new inventory all the time. Plus, they want to see your trade-ins, too. A lot of people say, oh, you know, I don't want to take my trade in there and they won't give me enough money. But, hey, take your trade in there and see what's going on. They've got a huge selection of previously owned vehicles, all kinds of vehicles. These are all late model, too, by the way. And everything you can think of, they've definitely got it with a great crew of folks out there working, and I always give their names, so this time I won't do that. I'll just tell you that, you know what, if you're going to go out this weekend, if you're going to go out today, you're going to shop for an automobile, you're driving around with something that you can't really afford because gas is getting expensive here, and I mean, you know, low gas mileage, and you want something more efficient, or you need something for your business or whatever it might be, place to go is Rockies Autos. They've been around since 1982, and you don't get that way unless you treat people right. Rockies Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m., and I'll see you out there later this afternoon. Rockies Autos, check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com or join me at 63rd and Federal.
Who is Ron Paul, the Republican candidate for president? Ron Paul served his country as a flight surgeon after the Cuban Missile Crisis. As a young doctor, Ron Paul worked nights in the emergency room of an inner-city hospital, taking care of everyone, whether they could pay or not. As an OBGYN, Ron Paul delivered over 4,000 babies. Dr. Ron Paul knows our health care system needs real change, where patients and doctors are in charge, not big corporations or government bureaucrats. As a congressman for almost two decades, Ron Paul knows our Constitution is there to protect our freedom and limit government. He has never voted for a tax increase or an unbalanced budget. His record clearly shows he will cut taxes and stop runaway spending. People who know him call him the taxpayer's best friend. To learn more about this remarkable man, go to RonPaul2008.com. That's RonPaul2008.com.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ron Paul, 2008 PCC.
Zeppelin. 8:56, 56 minutes after 8. I don't know why this song reminds me. This song reminds me of like an oil well in the middle of the desert. What's wrong with me?
What drugs have you been smoking?
Yeah, well, there you go. Mostly sunny. High today, 44. Jay, put down the glass pipe and come into reality. The world's smartest man, David Sirota, Jay Marvin here. Coming up, we're going to talk to a former U.S. Air Force chief of staff who at one time was aligned with Bush and is now endorsing Obama.
Yeah. I will say this about that. And it's a good thing in general. One thing, it's another thing that a little bit makes me a little worried about Obama. Not this specific person you're going to interview, but a lot of right-wing pundits say a lot of nice things about Obama.
What's wrong with that?
It's like... we'll put it in radio terms, okay? If Sean Hannity is saying lots of good things about somebody you like...
He did say something good about me. I'm in one of his books. He said I'm one of the most talented talk show hosts he's ever heard. A lot of good it did me.
But you get the point. It's like...
Yeah, I do.
You know, it's like people you don't trust, to say the least, valid. It's like, what do they know that you don't know? That just gets me a little weird. I mean, it's like... I don't want George Will to like the guy that I like.
But I think your paranoia is showing.
Maybe. It might be.
Yeah. What time are you leaving for Akron?
Akron, Ohio. I'm leaving at about noon. I heard Akron's beautiful in February.
Yeah, it is. Good luck.
Hey, my wife's grandfather's turning 90. You got to go celebrate, right?
Yeah,
90 years old is a big milestone.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll just
even if it means going to Akron.
Yeah. So we'll just continue our relationship via email.
Yeah.
Since you're never available.
I got to go to Akron. I mean, you think I want to go to Akron?
Go to Akron. Have a good time.
Don't tell my wife I don't want to go.
We love you. All right. More coming up.
There's 47 million people in this country that can't afford to have their kid break their arm.
People know that's wrong.
Shipping our jobs overseas.
That's wrong.
They know the middle class is hurting. They know that's wrong.
They know that.
Turn to the left.
Randy Rhodes in the afternoon on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free at 1-800-600-1737. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your investment goals, now and over time. That's why we believe this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, call now, 1-800-600-1737. That number again is 1-800-600-1737.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. A January chill gripped the workplace, employers slash jobs kicking up more concerns about the economy. CBS's Bob Fuss has more live.
Bad news from the Labor Department, which says employers cut 17,000 jobs in January. The first time in 4 years the number of jobs actually went down. Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss.
This certainly increases the worry that we're in a recession. A 17,000 drop is highly unusual. Drops of any kind are highly unusual.
The unemployment rate stayed about the same, 4.9%. The Fed is helping again, today announcing a $60 billion cash infusion for banks. A private research group reports manufacturing ticked up a bit in January, but the Commerce Department says construction spending, directly related to the slow housing market, dropped by 2.6% last year, and that's a record. Live in Washington, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
The Justice Department says it will take a look at the competitive effects of any possible Microsoft purchase of Yahoo. News of the $45 billion offer surfaced this morning, and Microsoft chief executive Steve Ballmer told a conference call it's a good deal.
When you combine the strengths of our two companies, the result will be an incredibly efficient and competitive offering for consumers, for advertisers, and for publishers.
Exxon today said 2007 was a record year, reporting a nearly $41 billion profit. It's the biggest annual profit ever for any oil company. At least 69 people were killed by 2 suicide bombers in 2 Baghdad markets today. CBS's Mark Strassman in the Iraqi capital.
The attacks are the deadliest here since last spring, when thousands of U.S. troops began a security surge in Baghdad. The city grew much quieter and safer. But today, at least, the new Baghdad feels a lot like the old Baghdad.
Iraq's military says the women may not have been willing participants. The women apparently had Down syndrome, and the bombs were set off by remote control. Freezing rain swept through the North Carolina mountains, knocking out power to more than 20,000. There's snow, ice, and rain today in the Northeast and into the Great Lakes states. There's danger in Detroit.
When I first walked out the house, it really wasn't that bad, but it just came down. I'm like, dang, I slid like a couple of times already.
Parts of southeastern Michigan could get up to 13 inches of snow by the time the storm's over. 5 inches reported at Chicago's Midway Airport. 57 years ago today, there were 4 inches of ice from Texas to Pennsylvania. That's considered the worst ice storm in U.S. history. At the Kennedy Space Center, a solemn anniversary is being observed. 5 years ago today, Shuttle Columbia broke up as it returned to Earth, killing all 7 crew members. The widow of Commander Rick Husband recalls the wait that awful day.
I remember looking up at this beautiful Florida sky and realizing that Rick's life was probably over, but not knowing what had happened.
The Dow is down 10 points. This is CBS News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Over 70 years in the Empire State Building, they'll sell diamonds wholesale without a middleman's markup. That's right, GIA-graded diamonds at half the price of famous high-end jewelers. Qualified buyers may have diamonds sent to their home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So save half on your diamonds. Visit at dialadiamond.com or call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF.
I go to the gym every day at lunch. If I don't go, I get a little nutty. So I dented my fender, and today the Progressive rep was scheduled to come to my office and take a look. I assumed it would take my whole lunch break to discuss the claim, but it was so quick and easy, here I am at the gym. Thanks, Progressive. And my coworkers thank you, too.
Our local response vehicles come right to you to assess damage and handle your claim on the spot. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Casualty and Direct Insurance Companies and their affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Another day and more presidential campaigns come to Colorado. Tuesday was Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Now today, GOP contender Mitt Romney comes to town holding a 2 p.m. rally at Freeway Ford off I-25, of all places. And long shot Republican candidate Ron Paul also has campaign stops in the Springs and Denver. Meanwhile, President Bush made a brief stop in town yesterday for a Fat Cat private fundraiser for GOP Senate candidate Bob Schaefer, who's going against Mark Udall for the retiring Wayne Allard seat. Udall has about $3.6 million on hand to Schaefer's $1.5 million. That, of course, not counting whatever was brought in at that Cherry Hills Village fundraiser.
$1,500 a couple, but then there were some people who had their pictures taken, and they could give more if they wanted.
Walt Klein of Schaefer's campaign says no, about 250 people were on hand. No word on how much loot got hauled in. Longmont police believe a stabbing at a local high school yesterday was a random act of violence. 14-year-old girl stabbed in the back several times but suffered only superficial injuries. 14-year-old boy was arrested, no indication he knew the victim. And a student who sued her school district after she was punished for mentioning Jesus in her commencement speech is asking a Denver court to reject a request to dismiss her lawsuit. 2006 Lewis Palmer High School grad Erica Corder alleges free speech violations because she was told she would not get her diploma unless she apologized for that speech. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a great drive right now. Just a little leftover slowing on 270 as well as eastbound I-70 past York. It's also going to be dragging a little bit University to Quebec on C-470 as you're traveling east. Things have improved on 285, that following an earlier crash in the foothills. They're also looking better on I-70 east of Idaho Springs. An SUV had rolled over, slowing things down. Loveland Pass still shut down, so remember at the top of each hour, the Eisenhower Tunnel is going to shut down. That causes delays as you are heading to Summit County. Keep your eyes peeled.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404. 1-800-900-7404.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-503-0630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-503-0630. That's 1-800-503-0630.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-2966. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-2966. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-2966. 1-800-220-2966.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The war in Iraq, which seems to have fallen off the front pages now, although there's violence resuming again there.
Yeah.
Boy, how in the world are we ever going to get out of there, General?
I don't think there are any easy options here. I mean, this is such a mess that nobody can fix it. Barack has got the most sensible plan for coming out. And by the way, he had the right ideas from the beginning. One thing we need to remember is in the judgment category is Barack Obama was right about Iraq from the beginning. He's right today. He'll be right tomorrow when he's in the Oval Office. And he's got the right plan for bringing this out. He says, you know, we ought to come out as carefully as we were careless going in. That's exactly right. And so now, is there a downside? Yeah. Is there going to be consequences we don't even know about yet? Yes. But we got ourselves painted into this corner by the Bush administration, and there aren't any easy exits because of the way they handled this war.
You must have friends that are politically opposite of you. What do you say to them?
Well, I don't talk to them much. I mean, I get some hate mail from guys that were my friends, you know, because I have many of them consider that I've kind of abandoned. Many senior military officers are Republicans. When I retired and went back to Oregon, my home state, I registered as a Republican. As you say, I was active as a Republican in Oregon. But look, I believe what I see and hear. I believe the evidence of my senses. This administration has taken us down into a box canyon. We've lost 4,000 people or so as a result, spent $1 trillion so far, probably end up more than that before we're done, and all for the wrong reasons. Now, friendship is important to me, but I have my eyes wide open here. And I don't like what's happened to our country. And for me, that's more important than any element of friendship.
9-11, 11 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. General Tony McPeak on the line with us. By the way, you can meet him and talk to him in person today in Colorado Springs at 9:30 this morning at the Colorado Springs Penrose Library. That's 20 North Cascade Avenue in Colorado Springs. And in La Junta at 4:15 this afternoon at the home of Tom and Sally Hibbs. That's at 902 Bellevue. Well, I've always asked this of everybody, how do you get through to those people who just don't seem to see what the reality of the mess we're into, what it's become?
Well, some people just aren't, you can't argue with. So, I mean, it's not that I write them off. I think Barack's candidacy is the most important aspect here. He's reaching out to people, and look what I'm doing today. I'm out in rural or, you know, southern Colorado. We're trying to reach out to people, remind them that the caucus system may be unfamiliar to many of them. give them help on how to get to caucuses. You know, if you don't know how to do it, go on the net. Google Colorado caucus, and you get all the kind of results about where you can go and what you can do and when you're supposed to be there. This is important. Oregon doesn't have its primary until May sometime. So people from Oregon, like me, are depending on Colorado and the other Super Tuesday states. We've got to make a difference here. This is a very important time in American political history. And Barack is the kind of guy who can bring us together around sensible approaches to issues like how do we get out of this mess in the Middle East. But we have to get out. It has to be Barack. We don't want another another 8 years of same old, business as usual, backbiting 50% plus one politics. We need to turn the page, as Barack says, and get moving forward here. So I'm here when I should be in Oregon running my business. I'm here in Colorado urging Coloradans to help the rest of the country to go out and caucus and get a guy who's electable here against what looks like a very formidable Republican candidate in John McCain.
He's a veteran. You're a veteran. What do you say to those veterans and also those who are in the military now, and you know there's a lot of them in Colorado Springs, what do you say to them about Barack Obama?
You know, I look for some qualities in a commander-in-chief. One of them, which is obvious now, I think, to everybody, is intelligence, just raw intelligence, just IQ. And no matter who's elected and goes in and inaugurated next January, there's going to be a big jump in the IQ in the Oval Office. So, but here, I think, even here, Barack has got the edge. This guy, as I have gotten to know him, is just kind of scary smart. I mean, everybody knows Harvard Law School. He was the editor of Harvard Law Review. I mean, they don't pick that guy by flipping coins at Harvard. That meant he was a standout guy even at Harvard Law School. He's written a couple of bestseller books that he wrote himself. Somebody else didn't ghost him for him. He's just a blazingly smart guy, and we need that in a commander-in-chief. I've talked about judgment already. He's right on the issues. He was right on Iraq from the beginning. And so his judgment, I think, is very important in a future commander-in-chief. Then he's kind of what I would call a steady guy. When the chiefs go over to the White House to see the president, you know, as I did, we went up to Camp David, actually, to do the planning for Desert Storm. You want to meet the same president that you met last week and the same president you're going to meet in 10 days, not somebody who's up and down, still trying to find their voice, going on television and tearing up. And I mean, when Barack won in Obama, when Barack won in Iowa, he gave a magnificent speech. It was the same Barack Obama who gave another magnificent speech when he lost in New Hampshire. He gave a great speech when he won in South Carolina. He's never that up when he's up, and he's never that down when he's down. He's kind of a steady, straight-shooting kind of guy. That's what you need in a commander-in-chief. And for me, all these personal qualities, look at his leadership qualities. Hell, he came to Denver, and 20,000 people showed up, and they had to stand up half of them outside the building. He's just electric from a standpoint of his personal leadership qualities. I spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to get people to leave me, you know, follow me up dark alleys. Barack Obama has got that personal magnetism. You know, 20,000 volts of electricity flow through this guy. And so, you know, for me, he's what I look for in a commander-in-chief, and he's got an edge on all of them, and a big edge in some of them. He's slightly smarter than everybody else, I think, but he's in the judgment category, in the leadership category, in his steadiness, his reliability, his dependability. He's really laps the field. So for my, this is an important chapter in our political history. We got to get the right new commander-in-chief in here.
All right, let me ask one quick thing here before we run out of time.
Yeah.
The damage and the stress on the military, how long do you think it'll take to repair that?
Unclear. Coming out of Vietnam, which I remember very well, it took us a decade, about 10 years, maybe a little longer than that, to rebuild, especially the Army, which came out of Vietnam in pretty bad shape. The Army that comes out of Iraq is going to be different than the Army that went in, which the Army that went in was a great Army, pretty good shape. But it's different now, and it'll probably take, a decade to rest and refit, recover, re-equip, get everybody back on an even keel. Because this is the armed forces are an institution that it takes a while to build, and you have to take care of. You have to maintain it and keep it going. And this, we've kind of squandered a lot of that over the last 4 or 5 years. Remember, this is the longer war than World War II that we've been involved in Iraq. Meanwhile, by the way, Afghanistan is turning pear-shaped on us. And so there won't be any let-up after we come out of Iraq. We have to go back and take care of Afghanistan. So it won't be like we can just come home and put our feet up and rest for 10 years and get back in good shape. We'll have a continuing job of work to do, which will complicate the recovery.
Well, it sounds to me like if Barack Obama wins, and I certainly hope that he does, and I hope that he goes all the way, it seems to me like you better polish things up and get out of retirement. And it seems to me that we need more guys like you in the government.
You're not going to get me out of Oregon. It took me 40 years to get back. I'm very happy in Oregon.
What happens if we make the case, though, that your country needs you?
Look, my country is going to be in great shape if we can get Barack in the Oval Office. He's got a first-class team of advisors around him that are very good on national security issues and foreign policy. And I think we'll all be able to sleep easier with this guy in the White House. The important point is Coloradans have to get out and help get this. We have to score here in Colorado. We have to get the football across the goal line, Jay. And so the mechanics of this are important. I urge everybody, find out where your caucus is. Find out when it is. And get out there and help us recover, restore America.
All right, General, thank you so much for being on the program. I want to remind people that they can see you this morning in Colorado Springs at the Colorado Springs Penrose Library. That's 20 North Cascade Avenue in Colorado Springs, and also in La Junta at 4:15 this afternoon at the home of Tom and Sally Hibbs. That's 902 Bellevue. General, thank you for your service to the country, and just thank you for coming on the show.
Okay, cheerio.
All right, we'll see you. All right, well, that's pretty strong business right there. You got a guy who at one time was a Bush supporter back in 2000, and now has changed and is backing Barack Obama. And what he said is true. Google Colorado caucus or call the Democratic Party to find out where to go to caucus on Tuesday. You've got to do that. There's just no question about it. You have got to do it. We all have to do it. We have to put an effort forward to get stuff going. So whether you're going to caucus for Obama, who I'm going to back, or you're going to caucus for Hillary Clinton, that's fine too. But get out there and do it. And if you're a Republican, hey, get out there and caucus for Ron Paul. That's what I think. 9:21, 21 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John with traffic.
Traffic starting to ease for you. We're all accident and stall-free on the highways and the metro, showing slower speeds than normal, however, on I-70 eastbound between Pecos and Colorado Boulevard. I-270 also sluggish for eastbounders approaching Commerce City. Do have an auto-pedestrian accident in Capitol Hill. That's at eastbound 6th Avenue and Broadway. In the high country, a rollover accident. Westbound I-70, that's at the US 40 exit, has things going a little slow through there. Roads are snow-packed and icy in spots from Idaho Springs to west of Vail. US 6 over Loveland Pass closed due to bad weather. Chain laws in effect both directions of I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel and over Vail Pass. Today's forecast, look out for strong winds. It'll be mostly cloudy.
Discover the incredible selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
This Valentine's Day, Jared has an unparalleled selection of Journey Diamond Jewelry, including 14 and 18 karat white and yellow gold. The collection is priced from under $200 to $3,500, so no matter what style of Journey Diamond Jewelry she wants, you're sure to find it at Jared.
It can only be Jared! Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
HQ, reconnaissance report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Esurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
It's some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Esurance. With easy electronic billing and renewal.
Esurance saves a lot of paper.
Which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Esurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
Don't you save some green for your wallet and the environment? But Esurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Esurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Esurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
Yeah. MSN money in the house. Yeah. Yo, I'm a thousandaire. Did you get that vibe? I straight up roll with the thousandaire tribe. Got chips in the game. I'm no cub. Got a couple thou invested with my investment club. I buy real low. I sell real high. That's what MSN experts are telling me to try. Got solid advice on my 401. Hey. I also play like a player on the market all day. On MSN, I grow my numbers. Got a sweet refi. Yeah, feel my thunder. The power I got, I can't explain. Especially when I know I'm paying capital gains. I'm a thousandaire. Yeah, did you get that vibe? I'm doubling what I'll be making 9 to 5. I check my stocks on MSN Money. Follow financial trends like a bear follows honey.
By PERC.
Lenders ply aid officials at school with free stuff.
Official says student loan abuse is rampant.
Student lending has been making the news lately, and for all the wrong reasons. But at My Rich Uncle, we've stayed conflict-free. That's because we've always focused on the student and bring our loans directly to you, not through financial aid offices. You get better rates as a result. Borrow up to the full cost of education and make no payments until 6 months after graduation. Apply now to secure your My Rich Uncle private loan. You can get approved in as little as 15 minutes. Visit MyRichUncle.com and apply today. That's MyRichUncle.com. My Rich Uncle is a national provider of federal and private loans. Maximize your lowest cost loans first and always borrow wisely.
Zeppelin Jack there this morning, huh? John? Is that what it is?
Well, you know, Sirota was talking about Zeppelin, and then I was just kind of looking through the catalog, and
yeah, sure.
Getting the Let Out.
What other Zepp songs you got in there?
Everything they ever did.
What's everything? Name some.
Anything you want. Any song they ever did, we have it. You want specific... Jay, this is like a list of like 300 songs.
Well, just give us some low-hanging fruit.
Babe, I'm gonna Babe, I'm gonna leave you.
Yeah?
Living, loving maid, you shook me a whole lot of love. How many more times? What is and what should not be? The Lemon Song.
Oh, all right. Let us have a little taste of the Lemon Song.
All right. Can you say this on the radio?
I don't know. Can you? What's so bad about this?
Sexually suggestive.
The following lyrics are sexually suggestive and not recommended for those who are members of Focus on the Family.
I should have quit you.
Is he doing playing that music? He's having fun.
I wanna be here, my tail.
Let's do it because it's wrong.
Never.
All right, 9:27, 27 minutes after 9, mostly sunny, high today, 44. Well, now I want to ask you what else is in there. Name some other tunes.
Tangerine, The Ocean, In the Light, In the Evening, The Crunge, Cashmere, Down by the Seaside, Boogie with Stu, Immigrant Song, The Battle of Evermore, That's the Way, Thank You, 10 Years Gone, T for One, Stairway to Heaven, Song Remains the Same, Dazed and Confused, and on and on and on.
Oh, let's, have some, well, let's have some Dazed and Confused. We send this out to Bob Schaefer, who's Dazed and Confused. Because only he would have George W. Bush come here when this guy has no ratings. I mean, nobody likes him. We also send this out to the people who paid $1,500 to have their picture taken with George W. Bush, too. Do Republicans, do conservatives like rock and roll? I guess they do. All right. People are going to get mad. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Why don't we just all, why don't you guys all just come to my house with my record player, and we'll drag out all this old vinyl and sit around and tell old war stories about the days when we didn't need Viagra and Cialis and all that kind of stuff. To the baby boomer generation, now free love is a hug.
A rager at Jay's house all weekend.
A rager. Yeah. Why not? My neighbors will dig it. Right?
Turn it into a block party.
You know, the funny thing is, I don't know my neighbors well enough to have them over for a block party. I'm just not very, sociable. Ralph, in Colorado Springs. Ralph, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I want to say thank you very much for, how shall I say, your definition of what free love is to General McTeague and me, since we're contemporaries.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guy.
But it's true.
Watch it.
Okay, maybe it isn't true.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, the thing is that McTeague hit something, and I want to hit it even harder, and that is that our country needs all of us. And when we're talking about patriotism, it's not just pro-military or anti-military. That's the wrong frame. The question is, how do we use the military? Now, everybody in my generation, remember the quote that says, our country, right or wrong. But what a lot of people didn't remember or didn't know is the full quote, is our country, in her intercourse with foreign nations, may she always be in the right. But our country, right or wrong. And what this election is determining, we've obviously misused the military over the past 7 years.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
And the question is, how do we get our country in the right so that we use the military for the right? And basically, I actually have to agree with you on something else, and that is that I am a registered Republican, and I am going to caucus for Ron Paul. And I think the primary thing about what we do or what we do with the economic meltdown is driven by the economics of how much money we are, I will use the word, wasting in Iraq and elsewhere.
Well, you're definitely right about that. I mean, it's putting a huge, huge strain on the country financially, and it's not going to be something that's going to go away overnight, and we're going to have to work our way out of it. And the waste is unbelievable. That's why, you know, I have to marvel when I get a conservative caller or talk to a Republican.
That's me.
You know who I'm talking about, who will sit there and tell you about, I don't want a Democrat in office because they believe in larger government and blah, 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 and tax and spend. And they get into all that stuff. And you know what? If you want to have a discussion about fiscal responsibility, okay, let's have one. And where are we now fiscally? We're in big trouble.
Well, but, Jay, the people that ran up the debt the most over the last few decades are two Republicans, Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So yeah, let's have a fiscal discussion, but let's cut out all the BS. I mean, it's this thing about I love the patriotism of people like Mitt Romney, who didn't serve, and has four people or four kids who are obviously military age, and none of them are anywhere near the smell of gunpowder.
Well, see, I've never been able to figure that out. I've never been able to figure out how it is that a lot of these people, and you get them on both the left and the right, who are these huge, you know, chest beaters about always wanting to have some kind of armed conflict, but yet they themselves are never involved. I don't understand how the average person buys that. And I'm talking about people like Rush Limbaugh. I'm talking about people like Sean Hannity. I'm talking about
George W. Bush.
Yeah, but George W.
Dick
Bush. I mean the list just goes on and on about all these folks. And I mean, why are they the ones that seem to be like testosterone overloaded?
Well, let me relate something if you have time for it. I was in Vietnam. I was in Southeast Asia, and I got to know some Special Forces folks. And we went to see a movie in Bangkok, and they thought it was the greatest comedy in the world. And the name of the comedy was Green Berets. And they thought John Wayne was the greatest comedian in the world because he did so many stupid things in the movie. But I think what we have are a bunch of people who want to see their fighting be exactly like it is on TV, and that's how they operate. They don't know what war is. And the problem is, they think war is simply what they've seen from Hollywood and from TV. So you get TV cowboys or TV warriors like Bush and Cheney. War isn't like that. And that's why I say the question is not pro or anti-military. The question is how we use the darn people. And I want to say darn people, but I mean heroes.
Yeah, well, I think the deal is that you're right. When you're in the inside of something, and it doesn't make any difference what it is. It could be the military. It could be anything in the world. When you're in the inside of it, You see differently than the people who are on the outside making comments about what's going on in the inside. So those folks that have been to war and know what a total and complete, just how terrible that is, they're the ones that seem to be less reluctant to jump into it than these folks who have never gone or the ones that have been in the service but have never seen combat.
But, Jay, see, that's the thing about it, that, you know, you think the patriotic stuff you see on TV, that isn't it at all. If you're in it, your primary objective is to keep your wingman alive.
Right, exactly.
And that's the right or wrong, because at that point in time, you can't think about whether it's right, wrong, good, bad.
Right, you have to do what you have to do.
You've got to stay alive, and more important, you are going to put your life on the line to keep him alive, or her these days. And that's the thing that when you're in it, you don't have time to think about it. And that's why it is so much the responsibility of people who are not in it, us back home, to make the right decision.
Yeah, listen, I agree. I mean, look, all right, I just want to draw this cheap analogy, and it is a cheap analogy, but it's one that hit me the other day. You know, people who watch motor racing, people who watch road racing, even NASCAR, but more important, road racing, you know they like the accidents. You know they like the crashes. You know they find those spectacular. But when you're hanging around a team, and that team's goal is to win something, like the 24 hours that I went to, you live and die with every single thing that happens to them.
Yeah.
And then you suddenly find yourself on the other side of the fence, and the whole idea of somebody having a problem doesn't seem so glamorous anymore. And I think it's the same thing as watching a John Wayne movie on the Turner Classic Movie Channel and finding yourself in a situation where somebody's firing at you. And you're right. You're trying to keep yourself and your wingman, and you're trying to keep everybody else alive. Ralph, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Good call. Thanks,
all right,
Jay.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, and he's right. You know, I mean, that's what it's about. 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Turk tunes in traffic.
Jay, looking real solid now. Speeds in the 50s, 60s, and 70s on the highways and the metro. I-20... I-225 showing a couple of spots where you have to tap the brakes just a little bit. Southbound from I-70 to Colfax and northbound from Mississippi to Alameda. Still showing some sluggish spots on I-70 eastbound between Pecos and Colorado Boulevard. In Capitol Hill, that accident involving a pedestrian at 6th and Broadway has been cleared. In the high country, U.S. 6 over Loveland Pass closed due to adverse weather conditions. Chain laws are in effect both directions of I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel as well as Vail Pass. Today's forecast, partly cloudy with a high of 42. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning with more clouds for later in the day, a high of 37. Super Bowl Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 41. Right now it's 39 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With the Exide NASCAR Extreme Battery, you can drive with extreme confidence knowing you have long-lasting starting power.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers. Itsmycarnow.com. The selection is sick. And with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for? Itsmycarnow.com.
Get alert for homeowners from refinance.com. This month, the Federal Reserve moved to lower interest rates. This can mean big savings for homeowners looking to refinance their current mortgage to a secure fixed rate or federally insured FHA loan. Refinance.com is reporting that rates around 5.5% are the lowest in the past 12 months. Homeowners who have adjustable rate mortgages are advised to call now to see if they are eligible for these federally guaranteed mortgage programs. 1-800-900-2031. You can learn your new low rate for free. You can even be approved right over the phone and close in as little as 7 to 10 days. I repeat, this is a mortgage rate alert. Refinance.com is reporting rates as low as 5.5%. You are invited to call the experts at Refinance.com now to learn your new low rate for free. 1-800-900-2031. That's 1-800-900-2031. 1-800-900-2031.
Flying from Denver to San Diego? Southwest Airlines can get you to San Diego nonstop starting April 4th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
I'm Rob Lewis.
I'm Rob Lewis.
I'm 37.
I'm 37.
I live on West Kipling.
I live on West Kipling.
3 months ago, my identity was stolen.
I'm the one who stole it.
Imagine someone using your identity to open credit cards, take out loans, wipe out your bank accounts, and cause damage to your credit that could take hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars to repair. Identity theft happens every 4 seconds. Don't let another minute go by before you get Trusted ID. It's a 2-minute call that will protect your name. Call 1-800-500-5883. As featured in the Wall Street Journal, Time, and Newsweek, Trusted ID puts all the security measures in place to protect your identity. We're so confident that our system works, we're backed by a $1 million guarantee that your identity won't be stolen. That's right, a $1 million promise that your identity won't be stolen on our watch. Call 1-800-500-5883. It's a 2-minute call that will protect your name. 1-800-500-5883. 1-800-500-5883.
Got to trust your instincts.
Minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today 44. Good morning. And it's Friday. I got one line open, 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything that's on your mind, we'll get it on the radio. Let's go to Kevin in Boulder. Kev, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. A lot's going on this morning, but the reason I called was that I support Brock because he has an intuitive grasp of the obvious. And I would like to suggest that a movement be put forth to draft Al Gore to run as his vice presidential running mate and put to rest any, the biggest criticism of him is not having experience. And if...
You know what? That's a good
idea.
I know
it might be a pipe dream.
Good idea, but I don't think it'll ever happen.
It probably won't, but that's what I'd like. I'd also like to see Hillary as the Senate Majority Leader. I'd like to see Dennis Kucinich as the Speaker of the House. I'd like to see John Edwards as the Attorney General and Bill Richardson as Secretary of State.
What about Joseph Biden?
I think he'd probably be pretty good at Secretary of Defense.
You think so, or how about Secretary of State?
Well, that's I would take either one of those, but the reason why I picked Bill Richardson is because of his being Hispanic. I think he would relate to the other world leaders better than just another white guy from America.
Well, you might, you know what? That's a good valid point. I mean, I think it's a good valid point. And the thing is, you know, both those guys are talented. I mean, we've got a lot of talent to draw on here where it seems like in the past we haven't had that. We've just got a lot of really good, talented people out there available. I mean, I think last night's debate showed that totally. Depending on who you're backing, it doesn't make any difference. Both of them sounded great, and both of them had great things to say, and it just was just a marvelous, uplifting event as compared to things that have gone on in the past. And maybe we have, for the first time, crossed over this line where everything has to be divisive and nasty, and maybe we've gone over this line and we're not going to go back. And there are a lot of disaffected Republicans who feel like the Republican Party has left them. And
I've heard a lot of those guys on your show and other talk shows, and overwhelmingly Republicans are saying that they would rather vote for Barack than what they have on their side, which to me brings another point in, is that Barack, all the young people that are coming out for him might not come out from Hillary, and all the Republicans that are vote for Barack, there's no way they're going to vote for Hillary. It's just not going to happen. That's the reality.
Don't know that because the discontent with the Republican Party runs pretty high these days.
Right. The Bill and Hillary are the two people that could unite the Republican Party.
Well, there's
but
when they ask about that dream team thing, I mean, last night I thought, yeah, well, boy, well, that's a great idea.
I think that the Republicans are not going to want the Clintons anywhere near the White House, and even if
but in order for them to
VP candidate, and it would just be so divisive.
Yeah,
but
in order for them to stop them, they have to offer a viable alternative of their own. I don't see, of the ones that are out there, John McCain would be the hardest to beat, but I don't see him as being unbeatable. I don't see him as being, I mean, I think it would be very, very easy to paint him as being old school. I think it'd be very, very easy to paint him as being more of the same. I mean, I think it'd be very easy to snatch that comment he made about Iraq and put it back on him.
Oh,
really? Do you really think we ought to stay there 100 years?
I don't think there's anybody that wants to stay there 100 years.
Well, that's what he said. He doesn't care if we stay there 100 years. I mean, there's so much. This guy's carrying around a lot of baggage. Like, for instance, here's something most people have forgotten about him. How about this idea? Remember when he made the Baghdad marketplace comment?
Uh-huh.
Then that turned out to be untrue.
Yeah. Well, the where I'm coming from is that I think Hillary could definitely win against him, but I think Barack would be a resounding win. It would create a mandate for change. It wouldn't be a phony mandate like Bush claimed. It'd be a real mandate. And if it was an overwhelming win in his part, I think things would be much better off than a narrow victory by Hillary, which would create 4 years of guaranteed gridlock.
Well, I'm going to caucus for Barack, so you and I are on the same page there. Kevin, thanks, man.
You betcha.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you. Larry in Boulder. Larry, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Larry up in Boulder. I just wanted to follow up on a conversation you had with a guest yesterday about how the Republican Party is killing small businesses in the United States and the SBA and that whole thing. I wanted to make you aware of a bill that's being presented by two state senator Brandon Schaefer, a Democrat up in Boulder, and also Representative Palmer, also a Democrat, to allow large box stores such as Costco, Walmart, Safeway, Kroger, Target to sell wine and beer. And if this passes, it's going to put out a lot of small businesses, a lot of Korean-owned businesses, of people who have moved here from overseas for the American dream. And this is something I would hope that maybe you can get on the bandwagon and help support some of these small businesses that are going to be put out of business.
Well, we had a debate about this. We had a debate about this like a month and a half, 2 months ago, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I'm not so sure it would put liquor stores out of business. I'm not so sure that it would do that. I'm not so sure that it would, because I think there are a lot of people who go to liquor stores who don't go there with the idea of buying, a package of bacon and some Kraft noodles. I mean, they go there for the reason that they want to get cigarettes, they want to get, wine, they want to get liquor.
Yeah.
Beer. I mean, I don't see that as being that big of a competing.
You don't think that Walmart, who could sell a bottle of wine at a loss, is going to affect the small liquor store that has to sell it at a profit to pay his rent?
No, I don't think it will, because I think that people go to those places for two different reasons. I mean, people go to liquor stores for convenience. They go to liquor stores to get hard liquor. They go to liquor stores to get beer and wine, but they know they can get in and get out pretty quickly. When you go to some place like a Walmart, or you go to, well, of course, I would never go to a Walmart, but you go to some place like a Target or a Costco or whatever it is, it's a far different situation. It's a lot bigger. You have a tendency to go there for other things. Whereas if you just say, hey, I want a six-pack of beer, or I want to have, I want to get a bottle of Jack Black or something, I can just run down to the neighborhood liquor store and get it like that, and it's a matter of convenience.
Right. Well, I think that's what the Senator Schaefer is presenting, is that it's convenience. You go to the grocery store and buy your food every week, and, well, you'll get yourself a bottle of wine and a six-pack of beer as well. So I think, it could be spun anywhere.
Well, 7-Eleven sells beer.
Two beer. Not real beer. 3-2.
Well, okay, but I mean, they sell beer. I mean, has that hurt liquor stores?
No, because like I said, it's not an equal product. They're selling half the amount of alcohol in the beer.
I just don't see it as being that big of a threat. I mean, I guess you and I just look at it differently. I mean, I just don't see it as being that big of a threat. I mean, I think people go to liquor stores for a totally different reason than they would go to a big box store. And most people don't go buy roast beef, can of beans, vegetables, anything else. They don't go there because they want to pick up a bottle of liquor. All right, I gotta go, man. I appreciate the call. Call me again. Oh, he didn't like that. He didn't like my response. Okay, so smack me. Jerry Bell with some breaking news, Jerry.
Yeah, Jay. Assistant House Majority Leader Michael Garcia has resigned.
Oh, today. No kidding. I wonder why.
Effective immediately. And I don't know how much you've been talking about this, but I
haven't been talking about it. But you want to fill us in as to why, or do you want to drink?
Yes.
You want to play some pool and drink some beer?
allegations surfaced against Mr. Garcia from a female lobbyist who says that they were at a bar, they were playing pool, and at some point after a lot of other people left, he unzipped his pants, exposed himself, and made a lewd comment, which was something more or less, wouldn't this be real nice inside you? She decided to report the incident after she talked to other female lobbyists who reported other kinds of inappropriate behavior from Garcia going back for as long as 7 years. And apparently she reported this to Speaker Romanoff, and today on the House floor, just as things were getting started, the House clerk read a simple one-line resignation letter from Garcia saying, I hereby resign.
And what was that he was supposed to have said again?
He said, wouldn't, according to her, wouldn't this be real nice inside you?
Now that's something you expect John Turk to say. Not this guy.
Now wait a second.
What is up with these people? I mean, okay, it's her allegation, I agree, but it's like...
Yeah, I think...
All right, do you think he resigned voluntarily, or do you think it was forced out?
I would say this. I know that... the propriety, and Romanoff is a real stickler for things like wearing, he even kicked the Governor Ritter off the House floor for not wearing a coat and tie or for going in between the aisles, which you're not supposed to do. They're very serious about how legislators act And I believe, I got to believe that Andrew Romanov said, you need to leave. And that's what the result of this is. No comment from Michael Garcia yet about these allegations yet, by the way.
Well, the only thing I can say to Mr. Garcia is anytime you want to play pool, just give me a call. Thank you, Jerry.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Unbelievable. 9:53, 53 minutes after the hour. Traffic with John Turk.
Jay, rather uneventful commute this morning, which is a nice welcome. We are showing speeds at or above the speed limits on I-225, I-25, I-70, C-470, 6th Avenue, and the Turnpike, In the High Country, U.S. 6 over Loveland Pass closed due to adverse weather conditions. Chain laws in effect both directions of I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel and over Vail Pass. We are showing some congestion as you head westbound on I-70 at Garfield Street before you get to Loveland Pass. So just know you're going to run into some delays if you're heading towards the Eisenhower Tunnel. Today's forecast, look out for strong winds. We'll be mostly cloudy with highs in the 40s along the Front Range and on the plains. Currently it's 39 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where do you go when you need urgent medical help but you don't feel like waiting all day in the emergency room? Well, there's urgent care, then there's Guardian Urgent Care.
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra invites you to the February 2nd Classical Mystery Tour, a tribute to the Beatles concert at Mackey Auditorium, 7:30 p.m. Experience the sounds of the original orchestral parts that the Beatles and their producer George Martin used in the actual studio recordings. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org. Tickets are 20% off for children and students with ID, and $10 to $75 for adults.
1-800-900-1627. 1-800-900-1627. 1-800-900-1627.
TopDot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 6.59%.
Attention! The following is an important announcement for all homeowners whose credit and finances are being threatened by rising adjustable mortgage rates. Homeowners with less than perfect credit can now qualify for FHA-insured 30-year fixed rates as low as 5.875% from TopDot Mortgage. With an FHA loan from TopDot, your credit score can be completely ignored. I repeat, you can refinance your current adjustable mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate as low as 5.875% regardless of your credit score. Lock into a low 30-year fixed rate today. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 1-800-400-5463. You'll hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 1-800-400-5463. 1-800-400-5463. 1-800-400-5463.
The best stuff ever.
Brought to you by Radio Shack.
I just went to Radio Shack to check out home entertainment accessories for my new TV, and that's where this really smart associate hooked me up with an HDMI cable in time for the big game. Now I'll see even more detail, which is how I'll know the other team's guy stepped out of bounds or running for a touchdown. I'll call my team, they'll tell the coach, he'll challenge the call, they'll review it, reverse it, we'll win, and I'll get the team ball! And I'll owe it all to the folks at Radio Shack.
Don't just buy stuff.
Do stuff.
Never let your lips go naked. Because if you want healthy lips, you need to slip on something soft, like ChapStick Moisturizer. Slide on something luscious and smooth, like ChapStick Cherry. Or try on something completely natural, like ChapStick 100% Naturals. For a healthy look and feel every day, ChapStick. Because healthy lips should never go naked. Use as directed.
Oh, we're going to get hard, yeah! 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Oh, man! We got to play this at least once a week, don't we? Yeah, this is for CJ.
I am the little red rooster. Too late is the crow for day.
Maybe we should play this for State Legislator Garcia.
I am the little red rooster. Too late is the crow for day.
Yeah.
Keep everything in the farm upset in every way. The dogs begin to bark.
begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Watch how strange cats be. Little red roosters on the prowl.
All right, that's it for this week. Think about this weekend while you're struggling to get by. Exxon in the fourth quarter made $11 billion. I'd like to see Exxon's little red rooster. All right. Anyway, back on Monday unless management decides otherwise. Take us home, John.
If you see my little red rooster, please.
Our dollar, our economy, and our nation are in serious trouble. The dollar is falling. Gas and heating oil are at record highs. Our children and grandchildren's future is mortgaged to the tune of $200,000 each. Who saw it coming? Ron Paul. Who can lead us back to prosperity? Ron Paul.
Our nation is in serious trouble. It breaks my heart to see the foreclosures, jobs leaving our country, and tent cities on the edge of empty neighborhoods. For years, I've warned against the bad policies destroying our dollar and bankrupting our nation. Now, the crisis is here.
Ron Paul will stop the reckless spending that weakens our dollar and endangers Social Security and the future of our children and grandchildren. Ron Paul will free Americans to use their creativity to bring prosperity back to us again. Ron Paul will return this country to sound principles, to sound money, to the Constitution. Ron Paul has the answers.
I'm Ron Paul, and I